Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 19th day of May, 2009, on this Tuesday edition. We are going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up, John Perkins, the best-selling author of Confessions of an Economic Hitman, has got a new book coming out and haven't had him on in years. He, of course, worked for the IMF and World Bank for private intelligence agencies and government intelligence agencies to help bring down third world nations. What do corporate looters want? They want to destroy society so they can then centralize control over the planet and consolidate wealth and power. This is stated by the IMF and World Bank documents. We'll talk to an insider coming up for an hour in about 58 minutes from now. Also, we've got Charlie Skelton with a final report from him on Bilderberg 2009, London Guardian reporter. The last time we talked to him was Friday. He was getting on a plane yesterday, so couldn't come on to get out of Greece and back to England. He went through living hell, and you can read that in the London Guardian articles and stories that Paul Watson and Steve Watson have done up on prisonplanet.com. Very harrowing, so he will be joining us in the last hour today. We will also have open phones throughout the broadcast. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Fox News did report on the bill that would massively restrict the Second Amendment, H.R. 2401. But the No-Fly, No-Buy Act doesn't just deal with the Second Amendment. It sets the precedent that if you're on a no-fly list, which they admittedly are expanding worldwide, and that it's going to be if you haven't paid your taxes or have bad credit. In fact, they admit that gets you on the no-fly list, by the way, is bad credit. That's been admitted. That's one of the factors. They, quote, have computers that create an algorithm of you're at risk. No judge, no jury, no indictment, no one you can face, no accuser you can face. This is the heart, the core of tyranny. And the White House Chief of Staff swore he would do this. They have three bills that do this. Two bills that had language that would allow it. This bill complicitly states it. There's no more denying. And Fox News comes out and says, oh, some conservatives don't like it. Like, it's not just all conservatives or liberals that don't like it. No, it's a few conservatives. And they're saying the bill might be used against our Second Amendment. I mean, it completely bypasses due process, Bill of Rights, Constitution, Magna Carta, common law. I mean, it is the law of tyrants. So, of course, it threatens it. I mean, what does Rahm Emanuel say? If you're on that no-fly list, over 1,100,000 Americans on it, you're not part of the American family. You lose your right to keep and bear arms. We're going to ban you from buying them, and we're going to SWAT team you. They're on record. They're coming. Stop the denial. Hopefully, listeners are going to want to talk about this, because if I open the phone up and somebody's trying to tell me about chupacabras or space aliens, I'm going to get mad. And I'm not bashing those that want to talk about such things. Or, you know, it's just that the hour is late here, ladies and gentlemen. We have a flotilla of bad legislation, America-killing legislation has to be dealt with. Look at this Financial Times of London article owned by the Bilderberg Group. Their publisher's Bilderberg. Brazil and China, I plan to axe dollar. Notice this is announced within hours of the Bilderberg Group breaking up. What did Tucker say? Inside sources said they've decided to go ahead and hammer the dollar. So we got that. Cy Hirsch is reporting what we already knew, that the CIA killed Benazir Bhutto because she was exposing the fact that bin Laden was basically a CIA asset. I mean, I knew they killed her when they machine-gunned her on television and said she died of hitting her head. I mean, they machine-gun you on TV and then say you die hitting your head? Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful, unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you, and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wide open phones today at 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear what you have to say about three separate bills introduced. The newest openly states the government, without any proof, any evidence, no court of law, no indictment, no notice, nothing. They just put you on list saying you can't own firearms, not even a misdemeanor. And then Fox News, the conservative outfit, and that's in quotes, it takes the part of the defender now with an article saying, oh, maybe a few conservatives don't like this and think maybe it might affect their Second Amendment. Might affect the Second Amendment? How about absolutely attacks the Second Amendment and the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution, bringing in not just guilty until proven innocent, forget innocent until proven guilty, now it's guilty until proven innocent. They're trying to move that further down the road to, we just secretly arrest you, secretly detain you, secretly put you on list, do whatever we want. I mean, this is hardcore tyranny. It is liberty and freedom that protects all of us. And it's a very thin veneer. And after it's torn away, it is absolute barbarism, enslavement, neo-serfdom, feudalist, fascist system. Now, this just came in literally minutes ago when I was on break. The major Indian newspapers, British newspapers, and others were reporting last night. U.S. journalist claims Bhutto was killed on Cheney's orders. A special death squad assassinated Pakistan's former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto on the orders of former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney, an Arab TV channel has reported. Now, it's confirmed they have these death squads, the Special Combat Applications Group, but that's been going on since Jimmy Carter. See, that kind of the Cy Hirsch, when he reported that, we did a big story, not defending Cheney, just going, wait a minute, they've had death squads, well, forever. But they've had, you know, these fully constituted death squads out of Fort Bragg, and the helicopters that deliver them are out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, the Night Stalkers, you know, since 1979. Now, they claim it was set up in 1980, but the real date's 1979. And so, the media obsessed on that. And then Cy Hirsch did break what we already had inside sources saying. Day one, we said, remember the Iranian patrol boats came out and said in English, we're going to blow you up in 60 seconds. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, that is completely fake. You're not going to have these. And plus the video of the patrol boats, they were like 2 miles away. And the generals came on TV and said, they were threatening to attack. We need to go ahead and go to war. And then Admiral Fox Fallon, the head of CENTCOM, quits. Because he refused to launch the attack on Iran. They were going to say that was the attack. Then Cheney cooked up the plan. This has been confirmed. The White House hasn't denied it. In fact, they came out and said, we want to arrest whoever leaked that. But they wanted to paint up U.S. patrol boats like blue Iranian boats and have them actually attack U.S. naval ships in the Strait of Hormuz. So that's all confirmed. It says Cheney was the chief of Joint Special Operations Command, and he cleared the way for the U.S. by exterminating opponents through the unit. And the CIA, General Stanley, was in charge of the unit, the nation's quoted U.S. columnist Seymour Hersh is saying. The U.S. death unit killed Bhutto because she told Al Jazeera TV about the assassination of Osama bin Laden, Hersh said. The U.S. leadership did not want Obama to be declared dead. It would have raised questions about the U.S. Army's presence in Afghanistan, he claimed. According to Hersh, the former Lebanese Prime Minister al-Harari and the Army chief were murdered for not safeguarding U.S. interest and for refusing to set up U.S. bases in Lebanon. Ariel Sharon, then Prime Minister of Israel, was also a key man in the plot. Okay, now that's what came out last night. This is out of the Dawn newspaper today. This literally came out 5 minutes ago. I did not say Cheney killed Benazir Seymour Hersh is the headline. And it goes on, the story regarding Hersh's reported claim that Cheney ordered the assassination of Benazir Bhutto was published on our website, among other publications. We regret the error, says the Dawn newspaper. Washington, American journalist Seymour Hersh on Monday denied news reports, this is Monday night, that quoted him as saying a special death squad working under former U.S. President Dick Cheney has killed Benazir Bhutto. The award-winning journalist described as complete madness the reports that the squad headed by General Stanley McChrystal, the new commander of U.S. Army in Afghanistan, had also killed former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq al-Harari and a Lebanese Army chief. Vice President Cheney does not have a death squad. I have no idea who killed Mr. Harari or Mrs. Bhutto. I have never said, and I have had no such information. I most certainly did not say anything remotely to the effect during an interview with the Arab media outlet, Hersh said. Wait a minute, Hersh. We have the video clips of you on TV, and we have MSNBC, CNN, Fox, you name it, a few months ago. In fact, we have those linked up in the article Paul Watson wrote, actually exposing the fact that these death squads are publicly admitted to, going back to 1979, where Hersh says Cheney had these death squads. We've got to do a story on this. I don't want to attack Hersh, but, man, when you're backpedaling, I mean, I don't know about the Benazir Bhutto thing. I don't know if he really told the TV station that or not. We can't find any video of it. But we don't speak Arabic. So it's hard to find it and read it and get it. If somebody's got it, email it to us. Rob D, the letter D at Infowars.com. But we know Hersh went on television and spoke before universities multiple times talking about the death squads. But the fact that the CIA has hit teams, I mean, that's public knowledge. that they use the Army to do it. Well, you call it the Army. It's under the Army, but it's a joint forces command. They draw from all the services, the Navy SEALs, the Green Berets, all of them. So very bizarre out of Hirsch. I bet he's getting a lot of heat. You know, last night when Jason was on the air, 9 to midnight, covering this, I thought, man, why is Hirsch still alive? I know he waited to bring all this out till after Bush was out of power. And we've separately confirmed all of this. But look, how do I know the West killed Benazir Bhutto, or at least one of their friends did, and it was in the interest of the Anglo-American crime syndicate? Because there's video of Benazir Bhutto being machine gunned. She's shot, flies up against the car, then a diversionary car bomb goes off. That's how Black Ops always operates. I'm surprised they didn't have a troop of midgets parachute in or something. You know, they always just mix it up with the fog of war to confuse everything. And, but the big telltale sign wasn't just how they killed her or the fact that she'd kind of broken away from the West and wasn't following orders. It was, and not just that she was going on TV and in print interviews saying bin Laden works for the CIA, they've already killed bin Laden, things that we've confirmed from multiple inside sources separately. Now, the big telltale sign in all of this, big blaring red flag that lets us know who's behind this, the banner, the logo that documents who's behind it, is that the Western media said from minutes after she was killed that she died hitting her head. That she hit her head on the car. It doesn't matter if in a crowded street and market on a major thoroughfare she is murdered in plain, broad daylight, shot multiple times in the chest and head, right in front of everybody in news cameras. That doesn't matter. They have such disrespect for the American people and the British people and the Canadian people and Europeans that all over the Asian news, all over the Middle Eastern news, they said she was murdered, who murdered her, who carried out the assassination. But here, like we're children, they tell us she hit her head. Now, that tells you that they didn't even want it in the media that she was murdered. We had to have debates about the fact that she died from gunshot wounds. That, ladies and gentlemen, is control. That, ladies and gentlemen, is brainwashing. It's like we're having debates about does a Napa superhighway exist when there's public maps and they're setting them up and the government's openly building it. I have to have debates with local newspapers about whether Centra of Spain is Spanish-owned. When I say that foreign-owned companies taking over our roads, the media will say, how do you prove that? It's a conspiracy theory. And I go, well, go to their website. It's a Spanish company. They go, oh, prove it, conspiracy theorists. You know, if I came out and said the sun was yellow, grass was green, water was blue, the sky was blue, they would say, prove it. See, this is a mind game they play where they just deny it. You ever run into con artists and scammers and people in life where they'll just deny, deny, deny? This is their tactic. Because these are habitual kleptocrats who have just gotten away with it for so long. So I'm going to take your calls when we get back. Then we're going to get into all of this important news, like bill in Congress would ban gun ownership at will. And this is not a big issue out there for people. I just can't believe it. Racing through the House. Bill in Congress would ban gun ownership at will. Brazil and China, I plan to axe the dollar. Do you know what's going to happen if they do go ahead and terminate the dollar? It's completely over. You talk about overnight. By overnight, I mean within weeks, you would have rioting in the streets and complete breakdown of society. All being engineered by design. So the people that engineer it can pose as our saviors. Alex, you shut up and do what the bank's saying. They'll fix it. I'm going to have to hear that from so many slack-jawed yuppies. Listen, twerps, you're not part of the power structure. Stop thinking you're part of the system and defending it. Join the republic. Join the good guys. Join history. Get the thumb out of your mouth. That goes for the police and others and government bureaucrats. There isn't time to play games anymore. We're being conquered financially and militarily right now. Town Hall hires citizen snoopers as young as 7 to spy on neighbors and report wrongs and dig through their garbage. Can't make that up. We'll be getting into that. We are Change LA, questions VP Biden on 9/11 nanothermite. That's incredible. Democrats are fast-tracking 1,000-page cap-and-trade global tax bill. Stay with us. We're being hit by all sides. This is Command Base Alpha.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
This is not America. Sha-la-la-la.
Little piece of you. A little piece in me. Well,
okay, I'm going to cover all that important news coming up later in the hour. John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, Insider, going in to take down third world countries for the bankers. That is coming up today. and a lot more. We'll give you the latest economic developments. But right now, let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing there, Alex?
I'm good, sir.
Well, I first want to give props to We Are Change LA. That's some incredible video they got there. Very professionally handled, I would say.
Yeah, we're going to play that when we start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm going to go ahead and go live at PrisonPlanet.tv for the full final 3 hours, starting next hour with John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. But yeah, that's just amazing video with the vice president up close, calmly being given the peer-reviewed study about nanothermite confirmed blowing up the towers.
While we're on the issue of 9/11, I'd like to ask you, have you seen the newer program on history, formerly the History Channel, called Life After People?
Yes, I have read the book, and okay. I've not seen the show, but it's based on the book, and I have seen the fellow on national news saying how he is, you know, basically a eugenicist. He's calling for a world without people and then saying, so I made this so everybody could see how great it would be without us. This is about getting rid of our survival instinct, branding eugenicist system as environmentalism and drilling the public like Jim Jones cult followers that humans are the problem and turning our survival instinct against ourselves. It's about taking our survival instinct and then moving it onto the animals and the earth so that we still have our survival instinct, but psychologically twist it to then focus our survival instinct into destroying ourselves. And so that's what we're being taught, is that we're the enemy, we're bad, and the state will then direct this against us. The Romans did this with the gladiatorial events, where you would see the prisoners and the so-called criminals being torn apart every weekend at the free Colosseum. And then it wouldn't matter if you were in there next week being torn apart. You had been dehumanized. You had seen the violence in the arena. You'd seen your neighbors being killed. And so your neighbors wouldn't care about you when you were being killed 6 months later. That's just a way to dehumanize you, though. This is further. This is a way of, quote, having humanity. And then because you love life, you hate humanity and want to kill yourself. This is the very sick psychological warfare. That's what Richard N. Haass wrote in the early 90s for the Club of Rome, republished 2 years ago in the Council on Foreign Relations. He said, we will use phony terrorism as one pincer to police and control the public and take their rights. And the other pincer that we'll grab them in will be the fake environmentalism, carbon taxes to regulate and control every facet of life. And as I announced years ago in the U.S. and England, they're now saying, spy on your neighbor for environmental reasons. And then they go ahead and add and for terror and for guns and for marijuana. And then it's kosher and acceptable to spy, because after all, anything to save the earth. And, you know, oh, it's okay to have the youth marching around in red and black uniforms, you know, part of Secure Corps. It's for the earth and for terror, you see. We're doing this to fight for the earth. You're not against the earth, are you, Joe?
No, sir.
Well, then why don't you just kill yourself, according to them? You know, it's for the earth, sir. See, that way, as we're going to FEMA camps and losing our rights and having one-child policies and forced abortions, it's of the earth. I mean, it's a hard choice, but it's got to be done. It's what we've got to do for Mother Earth. It's what we've got to do. We got to have the control freak power to save the earth, man. And killing all these people, we're going to be heroes, man. Come on, man. It's good. It's what the bankers need. Go ahead, Joe. Joe, come on. You'll be dead soon. It's all right.
I just wanted to say that I sent an article I wrote to Aaron and Rob D. Using pictures from the History Channel's own website, showing particularly the buildings collapsing in the future where humans aren't around anymore in the future. And they show a picture of the Chrysler building, and I put it side by side with the World Trade Center when it starts to collapse.
Yeah, that's all part of them teaching you that magically steel buildings will collapse on their own. Again, they insert their propaganda everywhere. What's the subject line of that article? And we'll look at it and probably post it.
I believe it is Life After People Propaganda.
When did you send it?
I sent it on Saturday, and then I sent it again yesterday to Rob.
Okay, I'll go look for it right now. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate that, Joe. Sam. JD, John, Brendan, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well on the way.
Okay, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. Sam in Virginia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hey.
Can you hear me okay?
I sure can. I sure can. Callers always say, can you hear me? Can you hear me? And I'm right here.
Okay. Well, God bless you, Alex. And I was very happy to see the video and the article on Ron Paul's headway on the auditing the Fed. I was also very happy to see that sheriff, I believe it was in Arizona, that called for all the sheriffs across the country to stand against gun confiscation and all these things. I don't know if you've seen it. He's a member of Oath Keepers. I either saw it on your website or Steve Quayle's. I know you know Steve Quayle.
Well, which sheriff is it?
I'm sorry, I didn't write his name down, but I saw the YouTube video, you know, after reading the article on it, you know.
Was it Richard Mack?
Well, doesn't matter.
What else on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to tell you something that I was an eyewitness member of. You know, it's not hearsay. I was pleased to be informed by a member of Ron Paul's committee when he was still considering running for presidency, and he had kind of talked me into going ahead and meeting him in a local Republican get-together to sign up to be a delegate, because there was a real conservative man running for the state Senate seat a year ago. And when we got there was a real groundswell of support, you know, by true conservatives, and there was a lot of us, kind of what you'd call undercover Ron Paul supporters there. But when we got there, elderly man that was a member of the John Birch Society came up to us and said that he had heard that, you know, that the former governor that was running for the Republican or the opposer of this other guy, the Republican committee, had joined the Council on Foreign Relations. And then we were told that he had gotten money from the Democratic person to kind of try to run a smear campaign against the true conservative person that was running for Senate. And the true conservative man was winning pretty much the whole way until it got to the Northern Virginia delegate area, and then at the last minute he lost.
Yeah, there was all sorts of chicanery going on to try to keep Ron Paul out of things. I appreciate the call, Sam. Let's go ahead now and go to J.D. in Minnesota. J.D., go ahead.
God bless you, brother, and protect you.
Thanks, J.D.
Gun-carrying father of four from Minnesota, former Texan.
Welcome.
How are you doing today?
Good.
You know what? I want to know what you think on how we can best get through to our law enforcement personnel as this starts coming to a head, because, you know, contrary to popular belief in Department of Homeland Security lexicons, I personally am not anti-law enforcement. Actually, I feel bad for a lot of these guys. I'm sending a copy of Sheriff Richard Mack's book to our Hennepin County Sheriff Richard Stanek, who was instrumental in passing the shelf carry law here in Minnesota. But what more can we do? I mean, just regular everyday officers. I mean, I've given out the Oath Keepers blogspot address to as many police officers as I can, including one Rogers officer that I talked to on Law Enforcement Memorial Day, because these guys are going to be key. You know, with our troops everywhere else, our local law enforcement officers are going to be important.
Well, number one, they're not law enforcement officers, but that's what they call them. They're supposedly peace officers duly sworn under the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and state laws. And they have slowly militarized the police. They have slowly merged them with the regular military. They have slowly turned many of them and their culture against the public. And they have their continuum of, force spectrum where they ratchet things up. And everything is about being in control. Everything is about making you submit. And so they have pressure tactics. They've legalized torture. They call it pain compliance. They taser us for not submitting. Tyranny always comes, whether it was Cambodia or Soviet Russia or Communist China or Communist Cuba. In ancient Rome, under that tyranny, it came to your door as paramilitary, as police, as the Praetorian. And so we have to get our minds around this, that about 99% of the time in history, the police are corrupt because the government is corrupt. And it's a necessary evil because you do have criminals, you do have problems in society, but 9 times out of 10, even in small Western towns in this country's history, you know, the sheriffs and people would become corrupt. That's how it works. They end up working with the criminals. And a lot of that's because criminals will fight back. Criminals, you know, regular criminals will shoot back. And so cops tend to go ahead and want to work with them and get paid off by them. And the average cop is not corrupt, is not mafia, but they are out there revenue generating, and that's what it's all about, for the government itself that has turned into an illegitimate rogue government. And then when you get into your police detectives and your narcotics officers in the big cities, most of them, and we've talked to a lot of police officers and former narcotics officers, they say about 85% deal drugs. I mean, I've grown up, I've known all sorts of FBI agents and cops living in $500,000 houses, driving brand new Corvettes. They're dealing drugs, folks. They're laundering money. And that's why the government wanted to make drugs illegal, was to corrupt the police, because then it makes incredible profits and makes them fabulously wealthy. In this process of tyranny, you know, the redcoats were the police, and they were the bad guys. And it's the same thing throughout history. You know, use a Star Wars analogy, because folks love that. You know, the stormtroopers are the Imperial police. Are they the good guys? No, they're not. It's very, very simple. And we have to get our minds around that, that if the government isn't following the Bill of Rights and Constitution, the police and military are then engaged in treason. And they know they are. That's why they're trying to bully people and intimidate people and bring this tyranny in. Now, I know the average cop, because I get hundreds of emails from them every month and phone calls, and cops on the street come over and talk to me, and I understand that. But it doesn't matter. We're going the direction we're going. They're not speaking up as much as they should. They're not standing up. If they do, they get persecuted. And we have been fully hijacked by foreign offshore banks. We've had a corporate takeover of the United States. We have a race to the bottom where they play different nations off against each other while the globalists are outside the nation states. And we're going into a new dark age with an overlay of technocracy. So, you know, a lot of these police, as things implode, they're going to have even more pressure to do what they're told to try to keep their job. They'll even be more scared in the economy. And a lot of regular citizens and government bureaucrats are going to do horrible things because they're scared and want to keep their paycheck. Things are going to get worse as things get tough. And as more and more pressure is put on the public, and as the government snatches more people's children, and as the government, you know, engages in more crime, you're going to have more Americans. They're not going to be able to get all the guns, are going to fight back, and it's going to escalate things militarily. You're going to have incredible carnage with the police and military getting wiped out. They're going to wipe out a lot of citizens, and the bankers are going to sit offshore laughing like they always do. And it's just an absolute nightmare, but it happens everywhere else, and now it's happening here. And we just have a complete whorehouse Congress, a complete whorehouse government. Obviously, some of them are good. Ron Paul's got 120-something now. In fact, guys, pull up that video. It's on Infowars.com. The headline is Ron Paul says, audit the Fed and then abolish it. That's the headline. Let's pull that up and play that for people a little bit later in the show. Play the audio of that, because he really, it's story under that if you want to look at it. Let's go ahead and take another phone call here. Yeah, there it is. Audit the Fed and then abolish it. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Mark. No, Mark in Georgia hung up. JD, we just talked to JD. John in West Virginia. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. One of my friends turned me on to you about 5 months ago. You know, I was like, okay, Obama's in. I had no clue to none. No, I had no idea to the depths of what these people do. And I've watched, you know, all your videos. I've even, you know, get on American Free Press, Liberty Times. And I try to educate my friends, and I even, like, I love them to death, and I'm trying to tell them, you know, listen, this is what's going on. And they're like, you know, you have no proof of this. It's just on the internet, you know. It's not real. Because I said, do you think they're going to put it on Fox News, CNN? You know, here you go, you know, by the way.
Well, actually, they do now. See, what happens is habits are things we do over and over again. They become comfortable. They become second nature. That's why 90% of the car wrecks in the nation happen within 15 miles of home commuting, because you drive that drive to work every day and drive it back. You walk in the 7-Eleven and get the Coca-Cola and the pack of cigarettes or, you know, whatever it is you're getting. You know, you buy the six-pack of beer after work. You almost get in zombie mode. Well, that psychology is the same way with government. All these decades, you know, they would show Archie Bunker saying there was a banker conspiracy to get our guns and the laugh track laughs, you know, in 1973. So thousands of TV programs later, thousands of brainwashing newscasts and dramas and sitcoms with messages implanted, thousands of, you know, news articles later saying there's no world government, there's no international banks, there's no plan to set up a global government, there's no plan to set up a carbon tax. They were taught that that didn't exist, and Rush Limbaugh got on the radio and said the CFR didn't even exist, on and on and on and on. And so now, it doesn't matter if there's been more than 1,000 mainstream news articles that I've seen. I mean, hundreds a week for the last few months. It's in the multi-thousands saying, yes, here's how the world government's going to work. A private group of banks will own the planet. You will pay your carbon taxes to them, but it's good. It's for the earth. And these are the banking experts who know how to fix it when they engineered it. But they don't tell you that. And they just lay out, and yes, your neighbors are going to spy on you, but it's for your own good. And yes, there's going to be youth brigades. And yes, we're going to put you on secret lists and not let you own guns. That's actually in Fox News. And so all these years, folks were told that didn't exist. So now when it's announced, their habit, their instinct, their programming is they can't admit to themselves that this has really happened. And so they liked being lazy. They liked believing everything was fine. They liked believing you didn't have to be involved in society. They liked believing that life is all about just going to work and partying and having a good time and watching TV and that there's no adult responsibility. When the truth is that for the first, you know, tens of thousands of years of what we call humanity, or longer, it was a struggle every day just to survive, just to not have your children starve to death, to not freeze to death, not have big cats or big bears, you know, come in and to your village and, you know, grab dinner. And then cities started developing, agrarian villages and societies, and then tyranny was set up immediately. You got a few thousand humans together, there would become a hierarchical system and a system of control. And sometimes you had good kings and good chiefs, sometimes you had crazy ones. But always, the big war chief, who knew how to hunt, knew how to fish, and knew how to, you know, lead the tribe, he'd get in control. And then he would say, my son is going to rule. That's how royalty began. And they would put on a fancy headdress to show everybody they were the chief. And that's what kings are today. I mean, old, wicked witches wearing crowns with diamonds and rubies and crystals, literal monkey hats to say to everybody, you know, I have the power. I have the control. I have everything. That's what it is. And of course, and sir, I appreciate your call. You still there? Okay, he's gone. We'll let him go. That's a really great, you know, question and point you brought up. So this is how society operates. Is that you can go back 10, 20, 30,000 years into antiquity, into human development and tribal societies, and the war chief. You might have a guy leading a band of 20, 30 people who are all family relations who are related to each other. And he, you know, he leads them to better hunting grounds. He leads them, into a new territory, and they find a smaller band of people, and they don't kill them. They end up merging. They end up getting, you know, intermarried. And so now the band is a couple hundred people, and then they merge with a few more bands of, nomadic travelers. And they merge with a nomadic band that knows how to plant crops. And so they settle by a river. And 20, 30 years later, there's 1,000 of them. And then you fast forward 200 years, there is 10,000 people living on the river's bank or living on the seashore. And the great, 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 great grandson of that original chief is completely spoiled rotten. He has a witch doctor that tells him he's God. He doesn't like the responsibility of having to figure out how to feed these 10,000 people, so he already has a disdain for the lower classes. He wears a fancy feathered headdress. Everybody bows down to him. That's Queen Elizabeth II. That's all she is a modern incarnation of that. And so, of course, the people are going to rebel out of the 10,000 folks living in that little city on the river. And so they develop an inner group of enforcers who are the cousins and the, you know, brothers and the neighbors and the friends and the and Krolgar's wife's brother, you know, the good old boy club. And they wear police uniforms. They wear headdresses and they wear sashes or they wear loincloths that are a certain color. Nobody else is allowed to wear those because that's the color of the guard. If you go back to Rome, it was blue. That's why police wear blue. The Praetorian wore blue. And they, you know, have fancy gold medallions. And everybody bows down and they take more grain for themselves. They take more wine for themselves. They take the women they want. And that's called tyranny. And that's how we live. And that's what we do as a species. And it's happened now. We're dirtbags. Now, we could change that, but who knows? We'll be right back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
We are going to start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-5 minutes, 23 seconds. But it's really simple. I mean, it is so ridiculous. It's so comical to have an arrogant old monkey witch like Queen Elizabeth II, who literally owns half of Canada, most of Australia, Dutch Royal Shell, British Petroleum. Oh, yeah, she owns the controlling stock in both of them with Queen Beatrix in the case of Dutch Royal Shell. And they advertise all day how they don't have money and power, but they still wear their monkey hats. You know, it's like a monkey liking to wear some, you know, fancy, pretty gold thing on their head to say to everybody, hey, I'm the alpha. I'm the duke. And then, you know, Napoleon wrote letters and made jokes about it. He said, these young men will charge into certain death for little pieces of ribbon and metal. And he laughed at them. They detest you. It's like Kissinger in that book saying you're a bunch of dumb animals, the military and police. And it's what you like. It's what you want. You like your children growing up in a police state and a system of control. People that serve the government and serve the system. You like drinking sodium fluoride. You like taking mercury shots. More power to you. You like your kids dying in mass. It seems like everybody I know's got, there's all these 20, 22, 30-year-old women I know dying of this cancer, dying of that cancer. Kids have got blood leukemias all over the place, dying all over. Cancer's exploding. Just keep taking the injections. Girls all over the place are dying from the Gardasil. They just can't get enough. Oh, God, it's killing people? God, give it to me. I love the government. I love the eugenicist. Oh, the government does all these chemical and biological tests on the troops and military? Good, kill me. You know, kill us, kill us. We love you. And all these servants of the government, they love the lie. They love the delusion. They love feeling like they're part of the power structure. They feel like they're invested in the false reality and all the disinformation. Not me. I know sodium fluoride's a deadly toxic chemical, and I know what they call fluoride they put in the water is even worse than sodium fluoride. On record, I've had top EPA scientists on going, yeah, the majority of our scientists have signed a petition saying taken out, it's deadly poison and toxic and causes cancer and is a toxic sedative. And yes, we know it's, you know, by design, it's horrible, forced medication. But the big, fat, stupid yuppies are so brain damaged on it, they just smile and go, you say it bad for me. No, I like it. And that's why. They've been hit and hit hard by a chemical attack. So we shouldn't even be angry at them. But if you've still got enough brain cells to get fired up, to get angry, to get upset, to shake yourselves out of the... You're under a spell, folks. That's what it is. You're mesmerized. You're hypnotized. Those of you out there that are listening, giggling right now, you poor, pathetic things, you know, that think we're making this up. We're not making any of it up. It's all real. Look at history. It's just repeating itself, fools. We're going to get John Perkins on the next segment. Continue with your calls throughout the broadcast day coming up. And we are going to... cover a lot of other issues on the economy coming up. I do hope that listeners will go to Infowars.com, to the secure online video bookstore shopping cart, and look at all of the new Patriot t-shirts we've got. Great to meet like-minded people in your area. Just wear this to the grocery store or church or wherever, or to work. You'll meet lots of like-minded people and find out folks had your views you didn't know about. We've added 12 new shirts in the last month at Infowars.com. We got all the new films and all the other books and videos we're carrying available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And this is the most powerful tool we've got in the Infowar is the film, so keep giving them to people. 888-253-3139.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633.
Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are joined for the next hour by John Perkins. We will have open phones, but specifically for questions for him on the economy, on how the international banking cartel operates and the things they do. We are simulcasting at prisonplanet.tv right now. I remember interviewing John Perkins before his book was on the New York Times bestseller and became a, I think, number one, didn't it? And then he's got a new book coming out. And we just really appreciate him coming on the show. John Perkins has lived four lives as an economic hitman, as the CEO of a successful alternative energy company who was rewarded for not disclosing his EHM past, as an expert of indigenous cultures and shamanism, a teacher and a writer who uses experience to promote ecology and sustainability while continuing to honor his vow of silence about his life as the EHM. And it just goes on from there. You know, John Perkins, it's probably better since you haven't been on with us in a few years. Introduce yourself, tell your story, you know, in kind of an encapsulated version in the next 10, 15 minutes. And then let's get into your expert take from the inside on what the international banks are doing right now. You know, their own IMF and World Bank documents state that they are engineering these collapses to bring in greater control. John Perkins, good to have you with us.
Thanks, Alex. It's great to be with you again. Yes.
You got the floor. We're about to break in a few minutes, but tell folks about your saga, who you are,
Okay. Well, I was an economic hitman, and I think it's fair to say that we economic hitmen have managed to create the world's first truly global empire. And for the first time in history, it's an empire that's been created primarily without the military, through economics, through people like me. And we worked many different ways, but perhaps the most common is that we will identify a third world country that has resources our corporations covet, like oil, and then arrange huge loans to that country from the World Bank and its sisters. But the money doesn't actually go to the country. Instead, it goes to our own corporations to build big infrastructure projects in that country, things like power plants, highways, and industrial parks that benefit a few wealthy people in that country, as well as our own corporations, of course, but don't help the majority of the people at all because they're too poor to buy the electricity, to have cars to drive on the highways. They don't have the skills to get jobs in industrial parks. But they are left holding a huge debt, the whole country is. It's a debt so large that it can't possibly be repaid. And so at some point, we economic hitmen go back into that country and say, listen, you owe us money, you can't pay your debts, give us a pound of flesh. Sell your oil real cheap to our oil companies, or vote with us on a United Nations vote that's critical, or send troops in support of ours to someplace in the world like Iraq. And on the few occasions when we economic hitmen fail, Alex, and I talk in my books about how I failed with Jaime Roldos, president of Ecuador, and Omar Torrijos of Panama, when we fail, then the jackals go in. And these are people that either overthrow governments or assassinate their leaders. Because I couldn't bring Roldos of Ecuador and Torrijos of Panama around, I couldn't get them to accept these large, onerous loans. Both of them were assassinated by CIA-sponsored jackals. And on the few occasions when the jackals also fail, which is what happened in Iraq with Saddam Hussein, that both the economic hitmen and the jackals were unable to get through to Saddam Hussein, on those few occasions then and only then do we send in the military. And so we have this empire today that's a global empire that's been created pretty secretly because most of us aren't aware that this sort of thing is going on. And it's the world's first truly global empire, been created primarily without the military and in secret.
Well, John Perkins, when we come back after this quick break, let's get into, you know, kind of encapsulating the Economic Hitman book that is very important for folks to get and read, and your experience inside the system so people know the past in a little bit more detail, and how they recruited you, how they operate. And then we'll look forward to what's happening currently today with John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, is our guest. JohnPerkins.org is the website. I'm Alex Jones. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, because these bankers, these oligarchs, are creating a global prison planet. That's the whole goal of this thing. We'll talk about it with John Perkins on the other side. Stay with us.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on PrisonPlanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello. eFoods Direct wants everyone to have food that tastes better than home cooking. But we've found some more people that we don't want to have our food. If you think pornography is protected free speech, but speaking to God in public prayer should be prohibited, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. If you think that automakers who create millions of jobs should be put out of business, but modern-day money changers who create nothing should be bailed out, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. If you think that schools should give kids condoms and teach abortion, but should ban Bibles on campus, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. If you think that the White House garden should be front page news, while laws are passed making it illegal for you to have a home garden, don't visit eFoodsDirect.com. For the rest of you, visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. Not sure what you need? 800-409-5633.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live for stations that just joined us. We're now into our second segment with John Perkins, best-selling, New York Times best-selling author of Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And John Perkins, johnperkins.org, reintroduce yourself for some stations that just joined us. Recap, basically your life, how you got involved working for the big international banks in the takeovers of countries. And, you know, secondarily, what was it like when you wrote your book? Did you know it'd be a, you know, number one bestseller? What has it been like since then? And then let's move into your expertise on how the world really works in view of what's happening currently with the globalist takeover to the banking system.
Okay, Alex, I'd be happy to do that. And incidentally, the answer to the last question about what's going on now, I have a new book coming out in early November, which addresses that. Its working title is Hoodwinked. I don't know whether that'll be the final title. But I'd really encourage people to subscribe to my newsletter. Just go to johnperkins.org newsletter, you know, sign up list and sign on, and we'll let them know when the book's out and what the title, because it goes into these subjects. I was recruited by the National Security Agency, the nation's largest and most secretive spy organization, back while I was my last year in college in Boston. I went through a whole series of lie detector tests and other tests, and they determined that I would make a good economic hitman, and they also found that I had several hooks that they could use to really encourage me to come in. I think that three big drugs of our culture, I was kind of hooked on sex, power, those are the big ones, sex, power, and money. And they determined all that and that they could get me into the fold. It's a long story. It's written up in Confessions in some detail. But eventually I ended up working for a private organization, Charles T. Main. I became their chief economist. And all of this sort of work now is done not through employees of the government directly, but through outside consultants, through, you know, it's farmed out to other companies. So the government isn't actually playing any active role. So if I ever get caught, they wouldn't blame the government. They would just blame another dirty business.
So there's corporate surrogates that they use.
Correct. And, of course, this was back in 1970. It's become much more prevalent today than it was then. But even then, in this particular case, and I tell a story about the first economic hitman, Kermit Roosevelt, who went in and overthrew a government in Iran. And he was a CIA agent. He was very successful at what he did. But very soon after that, they decided that it shouldn't be a government agent, a CIA agent. It should be someone working for a private corporation. So that's where I came in. And my job really was to corrupt presidents and other top officials of countries that had resources that our corporations covet, oil being one of the biggest ones, but there are many others also. And to really corrupt these people, to get them to accept huge loans for their countries, loans that would basically bankrupt the country, wouldn't be used to really help the majority of the people, would be used to hire U.S. corporations to build big infrastructure projects like power plants in their country that would help a few wealthy families who own the big industries and the commercial establishments. But the whole country would be left holding a huge debt that it couldn't repay. So at some point we go back in and say, since you can't repay your debts, give us your oil real cheap, or vote with us on the next UN vote or something like that. And when we weren't successful, and I mentioned in the book my situation in Ecuador with the president there and also in Panama, I was not able to corrupt those two men, Roldos and Torrijos, and so they were taken out. They were assassinated by CIA-sponsored jackals. Once again, contract consultants, security consultants who were contracted assassins, not directly by the CIA. And in that way, we've really managed to create this empire. And the few occasions when the jackals and the economic hitmen are unsuccessful, like in Iraq, then we send in the military. And, of course, the military is always in the background. These people all know this. So today, the president of Afghanistan and Pakistan, they all know the deal. And they know that if they don't play the game with us on one level or another, they're going to go. And incidentally, Alex, our own presidents have to understand this, too. A guy like Obama now is taking a lot of criticism from his supporters, and a lot of it's very deserved. But I think one of the things that's important for us to understand is that our own presidents have been assassinated in my lifetime, and it's a constant threat. And so that makes it all the more important that we, the people, keep demanding change. We've got to keep the pressure on our politicians. We've constantly got to pressure them. We've got to put pressure on a guy like Obama so he can turn around and say to the CIA or whoever he's answering to at this particular point in time, listen, you guys, I got to do this because the people are demanding it. That's very, very important.
And absolutely. Yeah. John Perkins, you know, I think what you just said is really the central spoke to all of this, and that is the United States is captured by this system. Western Europe, England, Canada, Australia. As Westerners, we tend to think of ourselves as elitists, that we're kind of part of the establishment. I've talked to a lot of good old boys who are upper middle class, who are millionaires, that feel like they're actually part of the elite. And they're like, yeah, we staged some terror attacks. Yeah, I know about what Kermit Roosevelt did, staging terror attacks in Iran. But you know, that's how we win. That's how we get things done. But we're losing our freedoms and liberties here as well. We're financing these international corporations and banks to go give these loans to build infrastructure, which they themselves then own at our expense. And then those third world nations and old world nations rightfully hate us, and we get the blame for it when really we're being drug along by the system as well. So this globalist corporate system, a crony capitalism, I guess you could call it, doesn't it exploit everybody except for what Rothkopf said on this show with his book, the head of Kissinger Associates, that the 6,000 superclass, they get all the power, money, and control, but the rest of the 6 billion, 400 million of us, we get the short end of the stick.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, and what comes around goes around. We in the United States were willing to turn a blind eye on the use of slaves, essentially, in sweatshops that make us cheap shirts and tennis shoes. We were willing to turn a blind eye on get us cheap oil, even if it requires destroying the Amazon rainforest. We don't care. Give us cheap oil. We kind of turned a blind eye on that, and we always sort of said, well, of course they're doing the right thing. Nike's not hiring slaves, and Texaco isn't destroying the rainforest. Well, Nike is hiring slaves, and Texaco did destroy the rainforest, and there's a huge lawsuit in Ecuador right now that's going to be won against Texaco. And they don't do the right thing. And, you know, we've gone through this period that really started Milton Friedman, the economist from the Chicago School of Economics, who was deeply embraced by Ronald Reagan, got us on this roll of this, what I like to call a mutant virus of capitalism, which is to say the corporate executives don't need to be controlled. They're some sort of an elite, unlike the rest of us, who never do anything wrong. I mean, we've all got to have laws to keep us from stealing or cheating on our income taxes or picking somebody's pocket. But these corporate executives, they don't need any rules and regulations. No more rules and regulations. And everything should be privatized. They should be running everything, controlling all the world's resources. And let's give everybody lots and lots of credit. Get people to take lots and lots of credit. Well, I'll tell you, credit enslaves people. You know, if you're a union member and you've got lots of loans, you've got a big mortgage on your house, you don't want to go out and picket. You don't join the picket lines because you want to keep paying for your house so your family has a place to live. And so there's been all these things that were really came up in the 70s and much more strongly in the 80s after Reagan was elected. And they've just continued through Democrats and Republicans alike. God, Clinton was one of the worst. And they have served to put us all in this position that we economic hitmen back in the 70s were doing to the rest of the world. It was so successful in the rest of the world that it's been pulled on us. And now we got to get out of it, Alex. We can do it, but we've got to set our hearts and minds and souls to doing it.
Well, let's look at the alternative, and then we'll get into solutions and, you know, get your expert opinion on the current climate and what you think those solutions and the way out are. But let's look at the alternative. If they continue this process of they're above the law, the private Federal Reserve goes before Congress and says no one can audit us, no agency, no government. If this imperial power is allowed to continue, will we have private bank chairmen wearing crowns and being worshipped? I mean, that's the logical extension of this, is kind of a Hitlerian Fuhrer precept where, well, we saw Cheney and Bush saying, it's not illegal if the president does it. If something's illegal and the president does it, it's okay. And we're now seeing Obama saying, yeah, we're going to continue no rights for detainees. And, yeah, we're going to continue having secrecy in the banking. It's clear the presidents have been turned into nothing but vestigial ceremonial creatures. So if we don't slow this down and reverse it, what will this world look like? What will this superclass who are openly above the law, what will they bring us to?
We'll all be living in Haiti, you know, and it's happening. It's fascinating. I just saw this morning that UN has announced that Bill Clinton's going to be their new UN ambassador to Haiti. Man, that's a fascinating comment right there. You know, we're all, we're essentially in that position right now. We're living very much like what we used to call banana republics. In fact, those bank presidents are wearing crowns today. They're getting away literally with murder. I mean, they're getting away with stealing and rape and pillage, and they're being rewarded for it, and that continues to happen. So, yeah, we're already in that world, and it's going to get much worse unless we really do something. And I think this economic crisis we're going through ought to push us all in the direction to turn this around. And we do have the power to turn it around. We have the power. The president doesn't. I don't know what's in Obama's mind. Obviously, I'm not a mind reader. I'm not a psychologist. I don't know what's going on with the guy. But I do know that he's in a very, very difficult position. And even if he has the very best of intentions, even if he wanted to do exactly what he promised to do in his campaigns, once he gets in that White House, he gets the laws read to him. He gets somebody sits him down and says, hey, remember what happened to Martin Luther King? remember what happened to Jack and Robert Kennedy. Remember, remember, remember. And Clinton, of course, wasn't physically assassinated, but he had a character assassination. And I think he had the shortcomings of one back in his first term.
And they clearly stay there. They clearly do that to weaken them and make sure they're compromised. And clearly Obama's got a lot of skeletons. That's why they like him. He's also very graceful, very intelligent. And after Bush, it's like people want a president they're not ashamed of. John Perkins, stay there. Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Number one bestseller, new book coming out.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
We're talking to a gentleman recruited out of college by the U.S. government to work through private corporations to go in and facilitate the takeover of third world nations, predominantly in Latin America, but it goes on worldwide, by economic means. John Perkins, I want to get more into what's currently happening and how this is just expanding and expanding as they gobble up the entire planet and leave tyranny where liberty was and freedom was and economic freedom was. But looking at the structure, you know, the CIA is declassified. They brag. Other governments do this. MI6 does it. You know, other intelligence agencies do it. But nobody does it like the United States, obviously. The Russians did it to some extent, you know, using money to get control of nations. But this program of going into third world countries, paying off their leaders, giving them loans at 25-30% interest, where $1 billion turns into $40 billion, getting the countries to sign over all their infrastructure, then the IMF World Bank documents where they turn the power and water off to cause a riot, so then society really falls, so the globalists can then buy up their stock markets. I mean, this is all on record, and now they're clearly doing it, not on a regional scale, but on an international, global scale. I mean, this is really a military system where they come in with the economics first, and as you said, back it up then militarily. After the society collapses, that creates the next crisis. They need to bring in the physical control. Can you speak specifically to the IMF riot?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, probably the best example, the clearest example, is what happened in Cochabamba, Bolivia, a few years ago when the IMF decided that what it really wanted to do was take control of the water system down there. Bolivia couldn't pay off its debts. And of course the Bolivian people at the time were saying, we don't really owe these debts. These debts were taken on by a military dictatorship before our time. We didn't have any say in it. And those guys are all gone now. The banks shouldn't have allowed this to happen. But in any case, the IMF went in and they dictated that Bolivia had to basically give its water company in Cochabamba, its third largest city, to the Bechtel Corporation, a U.S. corporation. Bechtel went in and immediately increased all the prices of water. Some people had to pay four times what they'd been paying before. The word got out that people couldn't even use rainwater, that they had to pay for that. It was terrible. So there were huge riots. People were dying of thirst, poor people. And they took to the streets, and eventually they got their water system back, and Evo Morales then became president at very, very much at the same time, and Bechtel kind of put its tail between its legs and left, only because this enlightened president came in at the time. But we've seen that thing time and time and time and time again on all sorts of levels, where in order to forgive a country's debt, and we never really forgive it, we just delay it, usually increase the interest rates. But in order to even make that happen, we force them to privatize their electric utility companies, their water and sewage companies, their prisons, their schools, their mines, their resources, their oil companies, and sell it to American corporations, or sometimes it's European corporations, time and time and time again. And now, of course, isn't it interesting how we're almost seeing a reversal of that process in this country, Alex, where in fact the private banks are in such dire trouble that the government is going in and bailing them out, and it's stopping short of actually taking an equity position where it really has control over them, but it's getting so deeply involved through these bailouts. So it's really socialization of the corporatocracy, of the people that run our big corporations, of the big corporations themselves. We're socializing them, and we've basically capitalized the poor people and all the failures in the country.
John, I see it as socializing the risk, but privatizing the profit, has been said many times, where I really see this as a corporate takeover of the government. I don't see it as a government takeover of the banks, because it's clearly the New York Fed and other private central banks that are running the show globally. They fearmonger, oh, my God, we're in this big crisis. You know, they use the derivatives, all the fiat currency and credit they made to buy up the world. Now that the bubble's popping, they're using that as a way to terrorize people into giving them even more power. And they're announcing on the news a new bank of the world, and that we'll be paying our taxes to it. But these are the bankers. They're the experts. They know how to run things.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. No, it's government money that's going in to bail out the bankers and other companies. And yet the government's not taking control. It's the private sector that has the control. But it's our money. When I say government money, I mean your money, my money, your listeners' money, our taxpayer money is going in to bail out these guys that took big risks, lost, and now we're paying them off, and they are continuing to have all the power, the corporatocracy, the private businessmen.
John Perkins, quick break, long segment coming up. Lots of time to get into detail here. When we get back, I want to ask you, have they overplayed? Is it so obvious and just incredibly arrogant what they've done? Do we have a chance as a world to get the word out about this and bring these people to justice? And then if we do, what do we set up? What's the new system? How do we move forward?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and
we were fighting the same people back in the 1830s we are today. It's simple. There's a class of people in ancient China, Japan, Europe. All humans act this way. They figure out how to corner and manipulate currencies and money. And these private families, these private banking cartels, and the allied corporations and military-industrial complex under them, they figured out how to engage in mass fraud, how to create fiat currency and credit out of nothing and then get the world for it. People will kill their grandma, you know, for $1 million. Most people out there, I mean, a lot of them would. It's sad to say, that's $1 million made out of nothing. And so they're literally usurping the world through this. John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, website's johnperkins.com. I got a bunch of questions for you now, and then anything you want to talk about that you think is most important for folks in the time we have left together today. But tell folks how to get Confessions of an Economic Hitman. I know you have the latest edition out, And also, there's a new book coming out in the next 3-4 months, how folks get on the free mailing list there at your website so that they can get the latest news when the new book comes out at johnperkins.org.
Yes, thanks, Alex. It's johnperkins.org, and just right up in the corner, there's a thing that says newsletter or also mailing list, and either one of those, just hit that and just put in your email address, and you'll be on my list. And the new book, the working title is Hoodwinked, you know, an economic hitman exposes what's going on in the world today and how to change it, something like that. That title might change, but we'll be sending out an email a month or two before the book comes out and let everybody know where they can get it and what the title will be. It's being published by Random House Broadway Books, it's going to be covering all of these things.
You know, John, a lot of books have been written from similar perspectives or angles, but obviously you're a great writer and you know, have this amazing history. But why do you think, from all the books out there that have been written, literally hundreds that I know of, exposing how this financial global oligarchy works, why do you think yours became a number one bestseller and got so much attention?
Well, I think Confessions became a bestseller because it, you know, it's a true story about a guy in the trenches. It's not an academic treatise on this. It's not speculation. I only talk about things that I really did. I really experienced. It's my story, and I think it's a fun book to read because it's down to earth stories with a lot of conversations. A lot of people tell me it reads basically like a novel. It's not a novel. It's true. I kept a lot of notes. I know what I said in those conversations. So I think it's kind of fun to read. It's got, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll in it. And it's not academic, and yet it covers those, the real truth behind the economics that went on and some of the economic principles behind it, but I think in a way that's kind of readable.
Mm-hmm.
The new book I'm writing now, I'm very, you know, taken by how many books there are right now on what's on the minutiae, the detail of what's going on in the economy and how to fix it. That's all necessary. Those are band-aids, you know. Well, how are we going to deal with AIG? How are we going to deal with the auto industry and Bank of America, et cetera, et cetera?
But why not talk about the cause of it? Why not talk about who did it? Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm doing. That's why my book, I think, is very different because it's, you know, it's saying, look, everybody else is talking about triage, the band-aids. We need the triage. We need the band-aids. They're not undercutting the need for that at all. But what I'm saying is we got to get at the, you know, what caused the heart attack. You can have a triple bypass, but if you don't change your diet or whatever it was that caused it, you're just going to have another heart attack. And that's what we're going through. We can do all the triage we want, but if we don't get at the root of the problem and change that, then we're not going to get anywhere.
So well, John, that's what I was about to say. The so-called triage is giving the very criminals more power. That would be like if you had cancer and they said, how do we feed the cancer? How do we make it grow faster? How do we give it more power? I mean, that's not how you treat the cancer, is adding more carcinogens.
No, and that's exactly right. And so we need to go way beyond that, and that's what my book is about. How did we get here? What are the true causes of this? And what do we have to do to change that? And, of course, the true causes are fairly philosophical. And they're also the way that we all live, the lies that we ourselves have bought into and accepted, the icons that we have chosen to hold out as our heroes, our whole form of consumerism, the fact that we turn a blind eye to companies that are destroying rainforests in order to bring us cheap oil, and so many other things like that. And we really need to address those things, and I think have fun in doing it. You know, I do not see this as onerous. I see this as a time of tremendous enthusiastic passion for moving forward. I think we're at a time in history, Alex, that's like the Industrial Revolution or the Agricultural Revolution, the time when city-states became nations. We're going through a truly transformational time. And if we allow it to happen in this transformation, a few people are going to become world rulers, and they're well on the way to that now, what I call the corporatocracy. But we do not need to allow that to happen. We can see this as a time when we can have a true turnaround, when we really can start to honor and embrace the principles that were espoused by the founding fathers of this country of, you know, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, government for of and by the people. We've moved a long way away from that in the last 4 or 5 decades in this country. We need to, and in fact at other times in our history too, we need to move back into it now and go even further into it and look at it as a worldwide movement, not just a movement that's bracketed by the Rio Grande and the Canadian border and the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans. This is a global movement.
Well, John Perkins, I agree with you when you say we're at a crossroads, and the technocrats, the elites, the big foundations, The think tanks, as you know, say that. And they believe they're going to dominate the future. They believe they can set up this world tyranny under this corporate globalist model where they socialize our wealth, take it from us, and give it to themselves to then buy off and control our governments. And I want to talk about solutions of breaking free from this. But let's go back to the James Bond parallel. You know, Ian Fleming, OSS, World War II, British intelligence, writes these books. And a lot of what's in those movies and books is true. A lot of it isn't. But when you take the gadgets out and the suave, you know, angle, instead of James Bond going out and helping and fighting Spectre and the bad guys, James Bond really works for Spectre. And so you've got CIA, you've got MI6, and then above them is this global Bilderberg group, Trilateral Commission, you know, the inner rings of the CFR, who are these corporate players, these managers. And you were a mid-level, kind of a captain out there, you know, engaging in the trench warfare on the ground to take over. They know what they're doing. They're making their move. And so in reality, James Bond would actually be the bad guy. He would go over to Iran in 53 with Kermit Roosevelt from the U.S., CIA section chief, stage terror attacks, blame it on Mohammad Mossadegh, have him arrested, behead the cabinet, and bring in an oppressive police state in Savak, which you cover in your book and I cover in my film, Terror Storm, a history government-sponsored terror. And so now we see them setting up the Savak, setting up this police state grid here in the United States. It's very, very frightening to realize they're going for broke. The establishment has committed, and I see radio, TV ads, print ads, domestic CIA, youth corps in the news saying they're going to spy on their neighbors. I mean, I have the headlines here today about, you know, children being told spy on their neighbors and their parents and how to be paid to do it. I mean, I want people to understand this is really happening. So I kind of put out a lot of info there. Your comments on what I just said.
Well, yeah, it's 1984. We're just a few years late, that's all. But, you talk about Savak, and you talk about even the SS, the Hitler's people. It's coming out that we weren't any better, and probably still aren't. I mean, all this stuff about torture and the degradation of the principles that we've always believed in. What did Savak do that was worse than what work that's coming out that we did? To prisoners of war, to people that we thought could give us information. And now to have a former vice president continue to speak up and say it was the right thing what does that tell us, Alex? It tells us that we've reached a system of where people are very, very much trying to convince us that that is the system that we need to live under. And we must resist this wholeheartedly. If we don't resist it wholeheartedly, we're basically repeating what we for years blamed the German people for having accepted Hitler and the concentration camps, the whole Holocaust. We're finding ourselves in that same position now. Are we going to accept this or are we going to fight it?
Well, John, that's my next point, is that if you really study history, which you're a learned man, I'm sure you know about this, it's now been declassified and on record. New York and British banks funded Hitler early on. Thought he was a great guy because they wanted fascism, and then later, you know, once he went totally wild, turned against him. And so, again, it's these banking cartels always funding every side, playing nations off against each other, funding both sides of the war, and then, in the end, coming out on top with all the power. I mean, this is the same trick they play over and over again. Take what the banks did after World War One with the Versailles sanctions on Germany, keeping them in a depression. That was the atmosphere that allowed the rise of Hitler. That's the atmosphere that keeps the Third World under dictatorships today. And you read the Royal Commission on Population 44 to 49, put out by the British government, they cold-bloodedly admit they're doing all of this to create destabilization so they can control things. I mean, this is really order out of chaos.
Yeah, and here we go again. And not only that, Alex, but when I went to business school back in the 60s, I had professors that would tell me, we'll never have another Great Depression because we've set rules and regulations in place that will not allow that to happen again. And I think that was true at the time. Glass-Steagall was, one of the preeminent acts. and regulations against usurious interest rates. But since that time, since I graduated from college, beginning in the 80s under Reagan and continuing through Clinton and everybody else, we continually hacked away at those rules. So we reached the point where there was no more Glass-Steagall that separated commercial banks from investment banks and insurance companies, and the usury laws were all done away with. So today there's some of these payday check people are charging as much as 800% interest rates, and banks and credit cards are charging in the 30s. That's outrageous. And I was told when I was in business school that would never happen again, and that protected us from the from another depression. And I think it probably did.
Mm-hmm.
But we whittled away at all these things. We made icons and heroes out of people like Donald Trump and Jack Welch of GE, who bragged about the fact they fired people, and at the same time gave themselves huge increases in salaries. Welch got rid of roughly a quarter of his employees at GE and gave himself huge bonuses. You know, and Trump fires people on TV and makes a big scene out of it. These became our icons, our heroes. And we get rid of regulation, and we took on huge, huge amounts of debt. And we, the consumer, turned a blind eye to the
Well,
debt.
Isn't this, I mean, exactly, but isn't this gladiatorial where they show people being fired and we all kind of join in there
yeah.
in the arena? But next week, we're going to be in the arena, and our friends are going to be laughing at us in the cheap seats. To interrupt you, because in the limited time, and you're making so many great points, I want to go back here to how they recruited you. Because they're recruiting now in the high schools, the colleges, for domestic spies and running a lot of the same operations. I haven't been involved in this at the level you've been in, but just being a talk show host, back when I was only on a few radio stations, back in like 97, 98, I got approached by big corporate heads openly saying, yeah, the New World Order's real. You might as well just go ahead and join us. You'll get millions of dollars. Come on, the loser public doesn't want your help. You know, kind of that mindset of you're part of the elite, too. And, of course, I knew that wasn't the case. They were just trying to sell me. And then since then, I've had them try to send women after me with handlers. I've been in New York and had literal Russian spies there trying to put, you know, number 10 blondes on me. And it's not that Alex Jones is special. It's that there are really spies and intelligence people going all over the place, operating all the time. And the general public just doesn't know this. They don't understand this. Can you explain to them how big these armies of not just CIA and NSA and Defense Intelligence, but all the allied corporate groups that are operating? Can you explain, because you were inside that, how big this really is?
Well, as you found out, it's a very seductive system, and they figure out what your weakness is, which I think in your it sounds to me, Alex, like you got a weakness for number 10 blondes.
But it didn't work. My point is it didn't work.
Yeah, but someplace along the line, they identify that as a potential weakness for you, and you've overcome it. Good for you. Good for you. But they, but I mean, that's true. They hone in on these things. I talk in the last book I did, not the one that's coming out, but the one right after Confessions, called Secret History of the American Empire, about this Brazilian woman when I was in Brazil who posed as a journalist, but what she was really doing was offering great sex to me if I came around. I mean, that's typical. And there's so many ways of bringing you around and then blackmailing you, or offering big bribes. I talk in the books about how I took a pretty big bribe at one time of money because I was also, my life was being threatened not to write books. Yes, this happens. It happens all the time. It's a big part of the system. And Alex, you are important. That's why they're coming after you. You're reaching people. Anybody who's reaching people is important because they recognize that public opinion is where it's all at. You know what? The marketplace is democratic if we choose to make it such. This is the good news, that these big corporations are dependent on us. If, you know, they cannot exist if we don't buy their goods and services, or if our tax money doesn't buy their goods and services. And we've won so many battles in the past. You know, we got rid of apartheid in South Africa, basically through the marketplace. We got corporations to clean up terribly polluted rivers in this country and get rid of aerosol cans that were destroying the ozone layer, open their doors wider to women and minorities, get rid of trans fats in food, and on, because just a few of us, if a small number of us never again buys from Nike, and we write a lot, and every one of us writes an email to Nike and says, we're not buying from you because you have sweatshops. And we buy from Patagonia and send them an email and say, we are buying from you because you don't have sweatshops. Then Nike's either going to have to fold or turn its sweatshops into legitimate factories.
Well, here's another example, John, and you're right. 10 years ago, I'd go grocery shopping and couldn't find organic food. Now, because the people demanded it, it created a market. Now about half the food in Austin stores is organic, and it's starting to push out the other, bad GMO stuff. So the government's trying to pass a law so they can deceptively label things. But again, another example of if we just vote with our dollars and believe we have power, there's nothing we can't change. We've just got to take our destiny.
Exactly. We have tremendous power in that regard. Europe has essentially gotten rid of GMOs. Even the big companies that use GMO products in this country, like Kellogg and Kraft and companies like that, are taking out of the things they're selling in Europe because Europe demanded it. We could do the same thing. Yes, there will be resistance. And yes, the government will try to deceive us, but we don't need to let that happen. We really have tremendous power. What we need to do is exercise it more and realize that our vote in the marketplace is extremely important. I'm not going to say it's more important or less important than our vote in the polling booth. But it's just as important. It's important. They're both important. We need to vote every time we shop or choose not to shop. And we need to let those companies know why we're not buying from them or why we are buying from them. And that will turn things around.
Exactly. There's more of us than there are the elite. I mean, I had Rothkopf on, again, former head of the Kissinger Group, who wrote this book, Superclass. And there he was in the Washington Post bragging, we're setting up world government up for and by the elites. And I had him on, and I said, why'd you come on? Oh, we know who you are. We just want to, come on the show and let everybody know that, we're doing this for your own good. But he admitted there's 6,000 superclass in the world, and if we didn't go along with them, there's no way they could get away with this. Final segment with John Perkins straight ahead. Maybe I'll twist his arm to do maybe a segment more so we can take more calls. You can get his book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, John Perkins. Stay with us.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Thank you.
Okay, we got Salem in Brazil, Julio in Illinois, Joe in Texas, and others for our guest, John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. New book, Hoodwinked, is the working title, coming out in November. The book's basically done. He's just doing some footnotes and polishing it up. Great writer. And I'm going to carry this one in our Infowars.com bookstore. I meant to carry Confessions of Economic Hitman and just didn't do it a few years ago when it came out because we got so busy. Speaking of books and videos that we carry that expose this stuff, we are carrying American Freedom to Fascism, the full, you know, director's cut at Infowars.com, and the Aaron Russo exclusive final interview he did before he died. That is now available with added commentary and updates for myself at Infowars.com. Terror Storm, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. These are all great films to get at Infowars.com and show to your friends and family. Every person you wake up is one step closer to us beating these bankers. They wouldn't be trying to silence free speech, intimidate people, carry out hits all over the third world if this wasn't the case. Before we take a few calls from Brazil and other places, John Perkins, one area we didn't get into today, but you've got to go in about 10 minutes, is what the jackals do, what the hitmen do. You were the guy trying to buy them off. You were the slick corporate operator. Explain what came next if folks didn't go along.
Well, yeah, for example, in Ecuador with Jaime Roldós and in Panama with Omar Torrijos, I couldn't bring those guys around. They wouldn't take these big loans. They wouldn't corrupt themselves and their country. And so I was very aware that there would be tremendous pressure placed upon them. And in some cases, we overthrow governments like we did with Mossadegh in Iran and with Arbenz in Guatemala. In other places, we assassinate the leaders, as we did with Allende in Chile. And that's what happened to both Roldós of Ecuador and Torrijos of Panama, because I couldn't bring them around. I like both of these men immensely. I was particularly close to Torrijos. Really, really liked the guy. They were both assassinated.
Is that what started waking you up, is that you knew these guys really cared about their people, whether you agree with their politics or not, and you were seeing them, you know, 1 week you're having drinks with them, and a week later they're dead?
Yeah, I began to get the idea about late 1978, early 1979. I was called to Washington, a meeting at the Army and Navy Club with some retired admirals and generals, and read the Riot Act on an African president that they wanted me to corrupt, and if I couldn't do that, they were going to take him out. And it became very, very clear to me. Up until that point, I'd been an economic hitman for about 9 years, and yeah, like everybody else, I figured that the CIA was involved in Allende and Mossadegh, but it was all intellectual to me. And I would use it sometimes in arguments with these presidents. Oh, remember what happened to Mossadegh. Remember what happened to Arbenz. But, you know, I didn't have any personal involvement. And suddenly I'm in these meetings in Washington with these generals and admirals, and I'm hearing this stuff. And then I'm beginning to see the tremendous pressure that Roldós of Ecuador and Torrijos of Panama are under, and then they get assassinated. And I know there's no denying anymore, and that's when I get the hell out immediately. I quit on a day's notice because I really, really got it. And it made me absolutely sick and miserable, and I hated myself and had to get out.
And then a lot of good old boys say, yeah, we're going around killing people to take over. Now they're doing it in America with Northcom. Now they're taking over. What about government-sponsored terror? You know, we know they've done that many times, the Tonkin incident, the Liberty and others. 9/11, other events, came out, Cy Hirsch reported Cheney wanted to attack our own ships, but it got vetoed. What about government-sponsored terror? I mean, these generals are getting pretty ruthless.
Well, look at the general that has just been given command of Afghanistan. I guess he hasn't been approved yet, but the one that's been proposed from Special Forces, Special Operations, he's on record of having been involved in the torture in these places and also having given the command to have people around the world assassinated, what we call terrorists assassinated. I mean, there's no justification for that. You know, Alex, this whole business of terrorism is an interesting word. It's not an ism. There's no relationship between the terrorists in Colombia, the FARC people, and the terrorists at Al-Qaeda. They're totally separate.
It's anybody that resists the globalist agenda. Stay there. One more segment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on PrisonPlanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Remember how we were just torturing terrorists? We were just secretly arresting terrorists. Now you learn the Military Commissions Act, the rest of it's for U.S. citizens. They just strip you for citizenship. And now we learn gun owners, returning veterans, the number one threat to Homeland Security. This is un-American. These are globalists. These are internationalists. They are hijacking our nation. And the Pentagon, the higher level brass, are just a bunch of hired mercenary thugs. Just like that chilling Rumsfeld conversation with the retired generals for the PR, where they're going, without another 9/11, we're not going to get this done. We sure need another one, don't we? And they almost come right out and say they did it. These are very sick people. John Perkins, a few more minutes left with him. Salim in Brazil joining us. Salim, thanks for holding. You're on the air with John Perkins.
This is Solomon, Brother Jones. Solomon in Brazil. Greetings to one of the pioneers in alternative media all worldwide, Brother Alex Jones, and greetings to your distinguished audience that are coming out of the hypnotic trance. And greetings to your distinguished guest, Mr. John Perkins, who I'm very familiar with his work. So I don't know how much time do I have in my car.
Not a lot, Solomon. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I have a question. I'm familiar with the work of Mr. John Perkins. What I have seen in John Perkins, like I have seen in Chip Berlay and in Chamber Johnson and Noam Chomsky and Howard Zinn, is that when they are put on the spot and they are in some particular very big media outlet, they are not outspoken about 911. I don't know why, but they keep for themselves, and they know that the 911 is a direct relation with our government and our military. And if they have already talked about that clearly and helped to open up the mind of all the people in the United States, which whom I am a citizen, probably the result will be different. So I don't know why. I still expect to know why the people like him and like others.
Okay, Solomon, I understand your question. I want to be able to get a response. You know, John Perkins was just talking about government staging events, but I don't ever blame people who politically don't go as far as I do or don't totally agree with me. As long as they're on the side of the good guys exposing corruption, you know, we should focus on the establishment who's totally against us instead of always fighting with each other about who agrees with this or who agrees with that. I don't know what John's position is on 9/11 being an inside job or not. John Perkins?
Well, my standard answer to that is I don't have any inside information, and I write books based on my own personal experience. I like to write about things I know. I know
exactly
what happened to Roldos of Ecuador. He was assassinated. I know that Torrijos was assassinated. I was there. Now, 9/11, I don't have any inside information. But what I will say, and I always say, is I have an extremely difficult time believing that a guy with a walkie-talkie from a cave in the Himalayas executed this by himself. I don't understand why the Pentagon had a hole blown in it and no heads rolled, no generals lost their jobs, no videos ever been produced to show anything. I think it's extremely suspect. I can't, you know, it's really hard to believe that anything like that happened without inside help. But I can't say that from a position of having any personal knowledge. That's why I...
Absolutely. You choose to go off what you know, and you went to the big military, and you know, you've named the generals and people in your book. And you've had a lot of courage. We appreciate you. Let's take another call. Julio, quick question from Illinois. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, how are you? Alex, first-time caller. I appreciate your work. I saw the Obama deception. I love it. And, John, thanks for what you're doing. I saw the second zeitgeist. I realize your work and what you have done, and thank you for informing us, the American people, about what you've done. My question to you, John, is what's going on right now in Afghanistan and Iraq and in Iran? Do you think that we have economic hitmen going to Iran, going to Afghanistan, and trying to bribe them before they bring in the jackals, as you mentioned, and our military?
We'll get that answer on the other side. We got 2 minutes left with him. He's got another interview coming up. Quick break. Come back with 2 or 3 minutes with John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. We'll get his answer on the other side. I mean, I'll go ahead and steal the thunder. It's on record. They've got not just money in Iran. They're staging terror attacks there publicly, and Iran sits there and takes it. But we'll get John Perkins' take on that on the other side. JohnPerkins.org, InfoWars.com.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Again, get on his free mailing list at johnperkins.org to find out the latest when his new book, Hoodwink, is coming out exactly. He says in November. And just really excited to have John Perkins back up with us. Hopefully he'll come back in the next few months because this economic crisis is so serious. We went to break earlier. I never asked that question. I never got the answer to it. So in closing, answer the fellow's question about are there economic hitmen in Iraq and Iran? And then the final point is, do we, in your opinion, have a chance to beat these people?
And first question, lots of economic hitmen and jackals in Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan. I know some of them. I'm in communication with some of them. But it's assassins and economic hitmen, both doing our dirty work over there. And yes, I think we have an incredibly good chance of getting rid of this, of turning this whole thing around, Alex. That's what my new book coming out in November is about. And again, if people go to johnperkins.org and sign up for my newsletter, I will be announcing the time of that book. The working title is Hoodwinked. And it really gets into this, that I think we are at a threshold in human history right now where things are in such entropy that we're going to come out of this either under a terrible dictatorship, the most global dictatorship ever in our history, or we're going to come out on top, and I'm fighting for us coming out on top. And I think we all need to get in there together. We have tremendous power as individuals, perhaps more now than ever, because in essence, this new empire is being created through economics, through the way we shop, through the way we live, through the people we watch on television, through the messages we listen to on radio and television. There's a classic struggle going on right
now. So it's insidious that it's not an open military threat. And that's its strong suit, but it's also its Achilles heel because we have inherent power in the system. So you're saying you believe they are overplaying their hand and we've got a good chance on bringing this dragon down?
I think they have overplayed their hand. I mean, that's what, you know, that there's a huge revolution going on in Latin America. 10 countries representing more than 80% of the population of South America have voted in very left-leaning, liberal, progressive, whatever you want to call it, presidents that are saying no to this. And I think in our last election, when we elected Obama, we said no. Whether Obama's going to go along with that or not is another question, but I think that's the symbolism. That's the message that was sent. People are waking up. They woke up big time in Latin America. They're waking up in the Middle East. And I think we've woken up here, but we need to keep waking up wider and wider and taking more action and not expect that Obama's going to do it for us. We have to do it. You know, we didn't end slavery in this country because Abraham Lincoln found himself in the White House. We pushed and pushed, and we elected a man who we knew was going to end slavery. Women didn't get the right to vote because Woodrow Wilson was for women's suffrage. He wasn't. After he was elected, the women went out in the streets. Everywhere that man went, he was followed by women pickets with huge signs that said, why should we fight for democracy in World War One in Europe when half of our own country doesn't have the right to vote? We didn't get out of Vietnam because Richard Nixon was anti-war. He wasn't. We got out of it because the people demanded it. Of course, we were also losing the war like we are in the Middle East today. But the people demanded it. We took to the streets. We've got to demand it now. But today it's easier because, in a way, we can demand it by the way we shop as much as anything, as you pointed out. We have tremendous control. And for far too long, we've let these people get away with convincing us that what we really want is the cheapest tennis shoes and T-shirts, even though slaves are making them.
And it destroys our industry. It destroys us. It's a gun that shoots both ways. John Perkins, I'm going to let you go. You got another interview coming up. We'll talk to you again very, very soon. Thank you so much. The website is johnperkins.org, and the book is Confessions of an Economic Hitman. John Perkins, the new book, working title, Hoodwink, coming out in November. We'll talk to you soon, sir.
Hey, Alex, you're beautiful. Keep up your great work.
Thank you. You are too, my friend. Good to have you on. We appreciate your courage. There goes John Perkins. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry I didn't get to Joe's call directly for him, but he had to go. But he said he'd like to come back up for a longer interview in the near future, so we will get that done ASAP. Okay, let's go ahead and go to your calls. You know, I haven't been taking enough calls lately. You know, we could take thousands of calls on the show. Literally, we could give each caller like 10 seconds to take 1,000 calls in 4 hours. But I don't do that. I got so much news, so much info. But the other big problem taking calls is callers always bring up such incredible angles and stories and things that I'll go on some rant or dissertation, or they will, that we never get to everybody. And so folks, you know, get dissuaded from calling in. We're taking your calls right now. I'm giving each caller about a minute and a half so we can talk to everybody during this hour. Then we're getting a report from Bilderberg coming up next hour. What all happened to Skelton this weekend? That's top news story in the London Guardian right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Texas. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks. I have two quotes for you. First one from George Washington, 1796. Towards the preservation of your government, it is requisite that you resist with care the spirit of innovation upon its principles, however specious the pretext. One method of assault may be to effect, in the form of the Constitution, alterations which will impair the energy of the system. and thus to undermine what cannot be directly overthrown, which is exactly what I think has been going on for years here. There is a
call. Yeah, they act like the Bill of Rights and Constitution is still there, but really they use it as a doormat or toilet paper. And we've got this incredible tyranny over us, but because there's this illusion of freedom, we're going along with it. But now that illusion's starting to melt, and people are seeing the tyranny for what it is, but they don't have enough respect for themselves to believe they can fight back against it. We have to get people to rediscover the respect for themselves they have and realize you're only alive once, and your destiny is to fight tyranny.
And here's the answer to that question. There is an organization called National Center for Constitutional Studies. The site is nccs.net. They have a course in the 28 principles of the Constitution on DVD, which I have got, and I have got 12 people who are coming to my house to watch this thing. It is transformational, because I think a lot of people know there's something wrong, but don't exactly know what it is. And this will give you the information and the background and in order to stand up for what's right, what you know is right, but you don't exactly know how to say it.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. We have breaking news here. And the reason this upsets me is I heard this already last week from someone I know in the military, but they wouldn't come on air. Kind of like my cousin came to my door 5 years ago, and he's an officer, and he said, yeah, we got called down to Fort Sam Houston for an officer meeting. There were 200 of us or so in the auditorium. We were told it was classified and that everybody was going to be, all the officers were going to be getting chips within 2 years. Then I've seen him at family events once or twice a year now, and he won't talk to me about it. He says, I'm not going to talk to you about it. I don't know. I didn't tell you that. He came to my house to tell me this 5 years ago and then now won't talk to me about it. And this, you know how huge this is? Get this to Paul Watson now. In fact, Genesis, call Paul Watson. See, I said I'd take calls. Stuff breaks. It isn't happening. My God, ladies and gentlemen, they have bills introduced to completely ban any guns they want at will. I'll give you the bill numbers coming up. They have things where they put you on a secret list and you can't own guns. In fact, I have both of those bills right here. It's H.R. 2159, where they list you as a terrorist. You can't own guns. Here's another one. Bill in Congress would ban gun ownership at will. That is, give you the bill number on that, H.R. 2401. And then I actually printed off the other one, because I've been covering these over the last few days, and I wanted to give people all of it in detail. This is WorldNet Daily. H.R. 1022, Congress planned to let AG ban guns at will. This allows them to ban any guns they want at will, blank check. That's H.R. 1022 by New York Democrat Carolyn McCarthy. God. This other one is the Terrorist Act, and that's H.R. 2159. Which allows them, anybody on a list can't own guns, even if you're not convicted of anything. And then the other bill says if you're on a no-fly list, no gun. That's the HR I listed, HR 2401, no-fly, no-buy act. Why do I say that? Watson, I already confirmed this with local Austin military, but they wouldn't come on air. So I just kind of was told this by someone I know personally, and then I just forgot about it last week because I'm getting hit from too many angles here. I can't keep track of it anymore. There's too many balls in the air. I was sent a secret document about regular Army spying on us at the end of the Fed protest with Ron Paul's brother in Dallas and Ron Paul being spied on by regular Army in Houston on the end of the Fed protest last year in November. It was since confirmed the Army spying on us. This is the Department of the Army, Charlie Company 3, Battalion 187th Infantry Regiment, 3rd BCT. Get this to Watson now. Absolute red alert. They've taken off the name here, but I separately can call the number. And this is just off the charts. I just can't believe how criminal these offshore bankers think they own you, folks. They think they're going to step on your chest and plant a flag on our head, you know, the spike right through it in our head. I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, they want war. They are trying to push the American people into physical conflict. Look, this is how delusional the listeners are, some of them. I saw a guy on Infowars.com in the story about scouts trained to take on veterans. It was like the 850-something comment. I'm sure it's over 1,000 now. And he was going, where does it say veterans in here? Alex is making this up. It was in the first paragraph of the New York Times. The article starts with it. And the guy's saying, where does it say they're trained to take on vets? It says it in the MIAC report. It says it in the DHS report. I've told you this for years, and it's in the New York Times with the kids training. You are the target! Don't you understand? These are traitors! Shields are down. They control the top brass. There's been a coup by the foreign banks. When I come back, I'll tell you what I'm so freaked out about. And man, I am riled up. Because I've been getting calls about this, and I had a face-to-face meeting last week. And I said, well, give me documents. And he said, I'll try. And now I've gotten a separate one. This is absolutely off the charts.
Here we go.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You know, previously in my research, every 6 months or so, there'd be some story that made everything click into place and only confirmed what our analysis. You know, as we follow this roadmap of the New World Order, we know the direction they're going in, but as things develop and time unfolds and as hindsight comes in with more of what they've done in the past, we get a clearer picture. This is one of those. This is an absolute mega emergency. I have sent this to Paul Watson. This is one of those things also that I'd already knew about, but couldn't triple confirm. So it's one of the things I just move on, just like I have this FBI training video that'll make the MIAC thing look tame in comparison. I've been too busy for 2 weeks to even get it up. And I'm not whining. I'm just telling you, folks, it almost just makes me fluster and you know, get out of control here on air, because the evidence of total tyranny, world government admitted, is just pouring in. My beloved republic that my children live in, that my family has been here for, you know, since the Mayflower and founding Texas. And I love America. And it's being flushed down the toilet by a bunch of offshore banks. And they're making all the troops now in the Army report in their private lives, you know, and they're now doing this phased in. They're testing it. Even those that are off duty, or those that are on leave, or those that have their own separate homes, to list all their firearms and make, model, and serial number. I mean, that's high treason. There's no, I mean, folks, it's so evil. And most of the veterans I know can't buy guns now. They've already implemented all of this. And Clinton banned 86,000 vets from owning guns for no reason. Remember when he left, but it only continued. And, you know, the no-fly list for veterans, that is the no-owned guns under the no-fly list, is already in place. I'm going to break that down and then go back to your calls. But, Paul Watson, I just emailed you at your DJ account. All active duty members, heads up. And this just came in minutes ago, and about 30 minutes ago, and we did some checking on it and confirmed that this is the battalion that this went out. And just like people were in denial about the MIAC or the DHS report or all the other reports we've broken, or the secret army reports, how they're spying on us, and later it comes out mainstream news, this is confirmed. I want to read this to you, Watson, and I want a story, a blurb about this now, and then beef it. Doing a great job. Watson's my go-to guy. Gentlemen, I am with the 11th B, currently assigned to Fort Campbell. I live off post with my firearms, which I don't bring on post for any reason. A very frightening thing happened at work yesterday. I was ordered to fill out a list containing my firearm information. This includes make, model, caliber, and serial number. This is in his private life. You shouldn't have to do that. Of all firearms I currently possess, in addition, I was also required to list registration information, location of all weapons individually, and information regarding any CCW permits I possess. If you are like me, then the people you work with know you have firearms, so I had to list at least one. I tried to talk to my first sergeant, who's normally approachable through proper channels, to find out what this is for, and I was basically told, just put your info on the form. I don't know how high this goes, but I'm hearing that this is going on in other units at Fort Campbell as well. See, I heard this was going on in Austin. You can put two and two together where I heard it from, but I'm just going to leave it at that. Camp Mabry, okay, it's no secret. It just seems a little coincidental to me that within 90 days, the most anti-firearm president in history is inaugurated. Some of the nastiest anti-firearm laws are put on the table in Washington. Then the Army comes around wanting what amounts to registration of all firearms, even if they are off post. It doesn't provide any real information or purposes as to why. Because it's really happening. They stole $14.8 trillion in 7 months. They're going for broke. This is it, dumbasses. There's no more time to screw around. Get yourselves in gear, police, that serve this system, and realize, decide whose side you're on. Cut all the crap. I saw all these police videos from around the country, Indiana, California, you name it, where cops run up and boot kick suspects in the head when the guys have got their hands out, and then the police defend it and say, they were just positioning his head. The guy kicked the head, blood's flying, you know, just boom, total power, guy's knocked out, and they go, That isn't physical assault. You can just kill somebody. We teach him to do that. It's head positioning in case he might have tried to spit. First he said, oh, he spit. Then later it was on the video. The guy didn't spit. He's like, I'm submitting. And they kick him in the head, do high fives. And then the cops come out and defend it. And I hear Austin callers to radio going, yeah, they shot those two guys in the car. You shouldn't be in your own car at night. They deserve to die. Well, the bankers deserve to take your bank accounts then. They deserve to have you understand tyranny isn't cute. Tyranny isn't fun. Oh, I'm sick of it, man. I can't handle it anymore. What do you think freedom's all about, you bastards, you people that serve the system? And I'm not talking about all the cops. I mean the ones that are bad, because you're the ones they're going to use against us. I'm talking to you all the time because you're the ones they're going to use, like in Germany and Russia and China and everywhere else. Cambodia, Cuba, the list goes on and on, Zimbabwe. They will use you. I'm talking to you to tell you to stop living in denial. Paul Watson, stay there. I'm going to finish this letter. I got the order right here from the military. I got it right here. This is off the charts. And then I got all the bills here to literally ban all guns introduced. Ban them? My God, and then the media says none of this exists. That's another military tactic. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot take this lying down. We cannot be calm about this. You know, even if you hate the Second Amendment, believe all Americans should be disarmed, if you're stupid enough to believe that guns are bad and that they come out of their cases at night and kill people, you should be against a bill, H.R. 1022, racing through. It's got a bunch of sponsors that allows, this is a quote, AG to ban guns at will. He can just ban any guns he wants at will. It says unlimited power. So that's dictator power. Congress can't pass a law making the AG Emperor Palpatine or making him, you know, Emperor Hitler or Emperor Constantine. They cannot do that. Now I just gave you the bill number, H.R. 1022. I'm going to give you the latest news here. Here's another one. H.R. 2159 that says if you are on any type of terror list or crime list or any intelligence list, that's the no-fly list, that you can't own a gun, they're going to come confiscate them and you can't buy them. Then, if anybody doubted that, there's another bill saying if you're on a no-fly list, over a million Americans on it and growing, totally innocent, no judge, no jury, nobody you can face, no accuser you can face, this is the end of the whole Bill of Rights of the Constitution. I mean, if you could be on secret lists and have rights taken away, I mean, this is worse than the Soviet Union. They would make stuff up there of why they were grabbing you and bringing you before some kangaroo court. Obama says he's for indefinite secret detention. All of it. Just like Bush. And this is H.R. 2401. I mean, I just gave you three bills. Folks, there's eight or nine other horrible bills we know of. H.R. 45, the list goes on and on. I just gave you the bills. And then all over military bases, National Guard, you name it. It looks like it's selective because I called some people I know in the military and they said they'd heard about it, but it hadn't happened to them. But I talked to people in Austin. One of them I know personally this has happened to. In fact, we have a fresh list of Brendan, Victor, Greg, Pat. No more callers after those. Okay. We'll talk to those callers when I go to them. But then I only want the lines open for military that this has happened to. So we can get their calls in here. We're going to go to Paul Watson in a moment. Zoom in on this. Department of the Army, Charlie Company, 3rd Battalion, 187th Infantry Regiment, 3rd BCT, 101st ABN, DIV, Assault, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, 42223. Code number AFZB-KC-H-C. Memorandum for record. Subject, privately owned weapons. Number one, effective 11th March 09. All chopping soldiers in possession of privately owned weapons are required to inform their chain of command of the following. Registration number, location where weapon is stored. This will create the bureaucracy. And the military see is going to be over your guns, just like New Orleans. First thing they do, don't bring food and water. They bring gun confiscation. Possession of a concealed carry permit in issuing state. If any soldier comes into possession of a privately owned weapon following the effective date of the memorandum, he's required to inform the chain of command of the information above. This is going to be in share with the local police, by the way. By signing this memorandum, I understand my responsibilities concerning privately owned weapons and describing this memorandum. And then the guy's name's covered up. Now, what does he say in the part of the article I didn't finish? I fear something really nasty is blowing in the wind here. I have been in almost 8 years and never had any of my units asked for this information. If any of you out there have any info, this is a sergeant, see, that what all of this crap is about, please chime in. Otherwise, consider yourself warned. I've already posted this on every other firearm forum I am a member of to get the word out. Here it is, folks. Now, this just went out in the last few minutes. It's up on prisonplanet.com, going up on Infowars.com right now. I'm not going to keep Paul Watson long so he can write a story about this. Paul Watson, you got it when you write this. Get it up now. But then under it, blurb in with how they're training them in DHS to go after vets, training the Cubs, Boy Scouts to go after the vets, all the training manuals about going after vets, the secret police they're setting up, all of this. I mean, this is really happening, Paul. This is so unconstitutional, so criminal. Paul Watson.
Hello, Alex. Yeah, the one, no fly, no buy list. That one's got very little attention in the media. From what I can tell today, all the media are talking about is this amendment that's just passed the Senate to be approved in the House, which allows people to carry firearms in national parks. So all the attention's going on that, whereas there's legislation in the works that would virtually eliminate Second Amendment rights for anyone who the government declares to be a terrorist, which, as we know, according to their own
DHS lexicon documents is basically about half of the U.S. population at least.
That's right, and we properly called it that the Supreme Court ruling said, oh, yeah, you can own firearms. You have a Second Amendment right, but we have a right under law to ban them. And then now courts have been ruling with that interpretation, and so it's a smokescreen. Yeah, you got a right to hand them in to us. And, I mean, look at this flotilla of bills, and then they write national news stories attacking us by name and others, saying we're crazy liars that make up that Obama's introduced gun bills when all the top senators and House members are doing it, and his chief of staff is flogging the bills through Congress. I mean, you got the White House arm-twisting for gun control, the worst ever seen. But it's not just gun control. Saying you're secretly put on list, this is going to control how we travel, where we go, what we do. It's not just for gun owners. The secret list about where you can fly, what you can do. They're saying if you have bad credit, you won't be able to get jobs anywhere. It's already happening. They're saying you'll be on a no-fly list for bad credit. This is control, Paul. I need you to get a story out immediately. Veterans having their guns registered secretly, or veterans having their guns registered in violation. They're making them do it in their own private homes. I mean, this is outrageous crap, and I am sick of it. It's like Obama coming out and saying, we'll just make the veterans pay for their own health care. And people couldn't believe it until we had the head of the VA on admitting it. I mean, this is really, I mean the head of the American Legion on talking about it. This is really happening. They don't care about you. They give you fake NASCAR, plastic American flag made in China, and they wrap your corpse in it. Foreign banks have hijacked America. Break your conditioning. Get it through your brains. We can beat these bastards. Paul, do you understand what a big deal this is? Do you understand what a big deal this is?
Indeed, but from what I can see on the NRA website, they're not even talking about the no fly, no buy.
They're not talking about, listen, when we were about, they were going to ban gun shows, and they were going to ban people under 18, Junior Olympics and 4A shooting and YMCA shooting. I mean, that was on record. And I went to the hearings, and hundreds of Texans went, and the NRA was in the Dallas Morning News attacking me, calling the local Texas Rifle Association extremist. The NRA introduced the 68 Gun Control Act. The NRA is a Trojan horse. This is military, folks. This is coded. This is camouflage. This is the real world. Get your britches on. You know, suit up, folks. Get out of the diapers. Get in the big boy pants. Paul Watson, I'm going to let you go. Hit it. Hit it hard right now. How long till we have the basic blurb up? With his email, with the document, and with your headline, and then add to it as it goes. T-minus 5 minutes. You ready?
Yeah.
T-minus 5 minutes to the email, your headline, and the document, and then we'll beef it as it goes. Thank you. T-minus 5 minutes till launch. 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 I'm going to let you go, Watson.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Good job. T-minus 5 minutes. It's going up on PrisonPlanet.com. T-minus 5 minutes. Start your engines, Info Warriors. Start your engines now. Get ready to get this article we're posting with the Internal Army document. Get ready to get it out. Stand by. Stand by. Info war launch. Believe me, the power of this audience, we're going to punch this into the mainstream media, and we're going to piggyback on this article, the stuff that's not in the mainstream. Fox News did one blurb, kind of going, well, maybe it takes the Second Amendment to secretly ban you owning guns. Maybe it might be bad. One article about it. One article. This is bull. I want to punch through that this is happening. By the way, I've been so busy covering all the news, I didn't even tell you that they've reinstated the Alex Jones channel. And I want to thank the tens of thousands of calls. They got over 10,000 calls. I talked to somebody I know separately that works at YouTube, high level, but they can't come on record. We did get emails from them saying, why don't you guys file a federal filing challenging these? Because it does look like these may be fake. So last week with Dave that runs the channel, we filed in federal court. That's the level we had to go to. Swear in federal court that it was fake, that it was wrong, and it did turn out that they were fake copyright notices. And now the court's looking into who filed them. But you know, this is and folks, I don't think it's going to be up there too long again. They'll just file more criminal deals. I mean, that's what these people do. So we need an evacuation of the Alex Jones channel immediately. Notice a lot of subscribers dropped. It was at 40,000. Now it's 37,000. Very bizarre. So, but let's make it even bigger. Everybody should subscribe to it while it's still there. Channel views, 2,975,000. I counted up just what it was getting the last week, 2 million, a million a week before that. It was well over 30 million views of the channel. And that's just one channel, but the point is, it was the censorship, but it's a very important channel. So I want folks to get this out to everybody. I want people to go and evacuate the 2,000 plus videos. It was a great loss when it was shut down. We couldn't get the videos off of it because, you know, they're uploaded. They're not on your computer. And it took you over a year for Dave working every day just to upload 2,200 and something videos. We have to evacuate everything off of the Alex Jones channel as if they're going to hit it again. We've been having hack attacks, death threats, everything short of monkeys swinging from chandeliers in here. And so this kind of, and a bunch of other channels have been erased and deleted with our stuff. They're attacking everywhere. So I wouldn't count on that site being there very long. This is the operation. Save that library of material, those interviews, those incredible information. Take the best interviews. You just go pick what you think's most important, going back over the last year and a half, grab it and put it on your channel, and do it fast. Because when they shut it down, we couldn't get any of it off. So evacuate. Now, we'll keep getting more members and beefing it and spreading it while it's there. But my gut tells me, you know, this is going to be over and over again, filing with federal court. You know, going, okay, you claim copyright, let's go to court. And then, oh, that wasn't real, it was a fake one. That's the kind of crap we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. Is it YouTube doing it? I don't know. Probably not. We have all sorts of dirty tricks going on against us. But anyways, the Alex Jones channel is up for now. Exodus, get the material off, copy it to other video formats, Blip TV, you name it. Get it off of there. In fact, guys, do a search engine for the 10 largest video websites. I know Burma's found one. We need to put up the 10 biggest video websites as good places to upload your stuff to YouTube, because it's the biggest place. That's where the most people are at. But also Doppelgang, double it, clone it everywhere else. Battle. Put that site up again. Listen, we got millions of listeners, thousands of YouTube account listeners who have YouTube accounts. If all of you just will go and exodus four or five videos out of there, get it off, they at least won't be able to destroy all that data. Okay, YouTube, Daily Motion, Meta Cafe, what is that? imeme.com, vids.myspace.com. They censor bad there. Google Video, you can't upload to Google Video anymore. They're shutting that down, as we told you a year ago they would do. Video.msn.com, livevideo.com, Blip TV, blip.tv. Search for video.com. Hit them hard. Those are the coordinates. Smash them. Smash everything in sight with the info war. Bring in our material and start blasting the enemy at point blank range while we've still got an internet to do this. Take this video today of me live at PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv members, rip it to the four winds. Let them know they're coming for your guns. This isn't a game. Brendan in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for your time that you've taken. Do you know James Wickstrom?
That name rings a bell. Who is that?
He's been on the shortwave radio that I listen to. I'm just outside Austin here listening to you on shortwave. Anyway, he sent me a forward yesterday, and here's what it says. Gun control via IRS, bill number SB. That stands for Senate Bill dash 2099. And it says, Senate Bill SB 2099 will require us to put on our 2009 1040 federal tax form all guns that you have or own. It may require fingerprints and a tax of $50 per gun. This bill was introduced on February 24th. This bill will become public knowledge 30 days after it is voted into law. This is an amendment to the Internal Revenue.
No. We covered this weeks ago. No, that's real. Now I know who Wickstrom is. It takes me a minute. He's the guy that goes, I am the prophet.
Yeah.
He seems like an interesting fellow. I don't know enough about it to be able to comment on him, but I have heard it on AM and FM driving around. I've been around the country. The guy's on a lot of radio stations, and I've heard him going back over a decade. But, they have a bill to register all gun owners, to make you fill it out on the tax forms, and then you go in and do a federal test. It's worse than Wickstrom's saying. And it's public. I don't know why he's saying it's not public. There's several bills that do this. Well, let me just tell you, since you're asking, I can confirm all this. You have to go take a federal test to own guns, and then they can refuse you. Turns it right into a privilege.
Okay, it said down here further that you can contact the http://www.gun.com. www.senate.gov.
Yeah, no, I covered the bill a month ago on air.
Well, this is news to me. Anyway, listen, one other thing.
I'm not bragging going, ooh, I know about this before you. I'm saying I'm confirming that there are several bills that have that exact language in them. We've covered it. There's so many, I can't even cover them all. I just covered three today with bill numbers. I mean, we're being hit from every angle, and the media's going, there is no gun control, there is no gun control, there is no gun control. Register your guns, register, register, we're coming to take them, but that's not gun control. You know, I mean, as they're assaulting, as their tanks are hitting our lines, they got loudspeakers going, this is not an assault, we're your friends, and they're shooting us, and, you know, they're going, we're your friends, pow, 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 like blasting us in the trenches, like, we're your friends. It's like in Mars Attacks when they go, don't run, we are your friends, and then they shoot everybody. I mean, you know, that's their tactic, because they've learned in war that'll make even, you know, an intelligent enemy a lot of times will kind of hesitate for a minute, and that hesitation's all they need. In fact, I'd never done this. They had a laser blazer tag for a birthday party for some neighbor kids, so I went, and it was my first time playing, and the little kids kept running up going, oh, no, green team and red team are having a truce, and then when I turned my back, they'd shoot me. Even these five-year-olds who played it all the time knew it was all about lying. See, that a five-year-old militarily knows that, but the public can't get it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, yesterday morning on WTAW, that 1620 out of Bryan College Station, I heard a report that says that Polish police were going to be doing joint exercises with the Bryan College Station police.
Oh, yeah. No, they got Germans, Czech Republic, Polish, Filipino, Mexican troops. Biggest recruiting stations for the military are now overseas. They're making the military up of foreigners and then gangbangers. It's total criminal takeover, total filth. I did get calls. It's everywhere. I mean, they signed deals to use Mexican and Canadian troops in the U.S. for anti-terror. It's all happening. They're just, it's Red Dawn in slow motion.
All right, one other question or comment. Can't we bring these gun-grabbing politicians to justice and charge them with contempt of Constitution?
Yeah, but the courts are total whorehouses. You know, they prove they're criminal judges when they're low level. They just move them up. Just criminals everywhere. That's what tyranny is. All the criminals just sitting above us, just robbing us at pleasure and going, don't like it? SWAT team, kill him. He doesn't like my tyranny. Murder that citizen. Take their children. Tyranny.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual-lamp induct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Rene Case's Asciox-T, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Yeah, the establishment thinks they've got us in a stranglehold. They just incrementally take our freedoms, but now it's accelerating as the boa constrictor gets fully wound around the Republic. Our eyes are bulging out. The snake's up in our face while it's coiled around us going, I'm your friend. Don't fight back. Don't resist. Everything will be okay soon. You're about to pass out, and it's going, good. Stand down. Good. How about you just, ha! Bust out of there biting on that snake. Getting aggressive. Rah! Bust down! Let's go! Oh, no, don't do that. You're not supposed to get excited about politics. Stand down while we militarize the police. Be, you know, don't be aggressive. Don't even speak out. Just stand down. That's the normal good thing to do. Never mind all the cameras and prisons and militarized police. Everything's fine. Well, there's no foreign bankers. There's no New World Order. Set up the forces. Prepare. We're totally taking over. This is awesome. Oh, everything's fine, everybody. Yeah. And meanwhile, the troops are being told, okay, come in, you know, privately, you own guns at your home, you know, you go on leave, you know, your wife's living back at home, you're in Iraq, they're coming in and saying, all right, fill out your firearms, what you own at home, totally illegal, totally criminal, they have no law, no right to do it, but see, they can intimidate the soldiers just like, you got to take this experimental anthrax shot, boy. Well, under federal law, they can't even make troops take something that's experimental. They can, quote, make them take regular vaccines, but not something experimental. And they take it and die, and they go, he's a good soldier, did as ordered. Kind of like the troops, they take a nerve gas and all the admitted tests and kill them. These are criminals. And now it's, you're going to fill out what type of guns you got, boy. I want the serial number and any future guns you buy. You fill them out. You give them to the federal government that's owned by foreign banks now, boy. Because when you get out of here, you son of a bitch, we're going to take your guns. How does that sound? Now get over there and take them Iraqis' guns. And then next we'll have the younger generation troops take yours. You stupid trooper, you don't know we injected you with a recombinant RNA virus that within a certain hormonal flux at age 50 to 60 is going to kill you dead in a hammer of cancer. Ha, 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 yeah! New World Order, baby! Ha, ha, yeah! You think we care about 1,300,000 Iraqis we killed? You think we care about you, troops? We don't care about you. In fact, we see you as a threat down the road as we bring in tyranny. So roll your sleeves up and fill out where the guns are, scum, because this ain't America no more. The foreign banks have conquered you, and that's the way it is. And all we got to do while we destroy the Bill of Rights and Constitution is wrap a flag around it, and you'll bow down. Oh, we're carrying out tyranny. Well, I got an in fact, print me off an American flag. I just want the paper of American flag. I want to do this analogy where it's kind of like in Raiders of the Lost Ark when he holds the idol up and all the natives worship it. They just hold an American flag up while they're burning America behind them. They just hold the American flag up, and everybody goes, oh, American flag. That's right. I'm going to sell out all our goods to China. There it is. There's the American flag. Look at it. I'm selling this out to China. I'm taking all your freedoms, but it's for the American flag. Everybody's like, oh, yes. Oh, yeah, it's over here. And we're like, oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, CPS is grabbing over 1 million kids a year with no due process and selling them to the Saudis and people, but it's for the American flag. Oh, we're for it. Oh, for the American flag. If you don't get fired up and angry about what's happening, you're totally insane. All right, we're about to go to break, and I got Skelton coming up, but I also want to take your calls. But literally, it's like this. I'm taking your freedoms, handing your guns. It's for America. And they go, oh. I mean, it's just, okay, you like being mind-controlled? Go ahead. Before I end this hour, I want to want to tell you about ecigarettechoice.com. This is the number one way people are now quitting smoking. It has real nicotine, which in a lot of studies has been shown to actually be good for you in low levels. But regardless whether it's good for you or not, it's better to smoke cigarettes with all the tar and smoke. Replicates a smoking experiment, satisfies cravings, looks like cigarettes or cigars, tobacco-like flavors, nothing flammable, no smoke. It's just vapor, no lingering odor, no carcinogens, battery-powered, use anytime, anywhere. ecigarettechoice.com, ecigarettechoice.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, we're here from the government. We're here to help you. We'd like you to hand over all your firearms, hand over all your money. We've stolen $14-plus trillion, more than the GDP in just 7 months. You're total slaves. We're going to have carbon footprint, people monitoring you, controlling your life. You'll have absolutely no freedom. But it's for America. Look, we have a flag. We're wearing it. We're the boss. Maybe I could wear like a gold medallion, you know, like a fancy crown, and the public would bow down. That's kind of how it works. Look, we're from the government. We have the American flag. Oh, yes, take all our rights. Take it up. We're destroying what this symbolizes. But we have a flag. Oh, yes, I'm pro-troop. I'm pro-police. Take the troops' guns. Inject them with deadly cancer viruses. It's freedom. I'm for the troops. I don't criticize anything the government says. This is the mind control, ladies and gentlemen. Victor in Georgia, and then Greg, Pat, Junior. Oh, we got Philippe in France. I'll go to them next because I didn't see him there. Go ahead, Victor. Come on down, Victor. Okay, Victor is off having a party somewhere or something. Unplug my headphones here. Let's go ahead and talk to Philippe in France. Philippe, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. I'm not really from France. I'm American. I'm originally from New Jersey. I just want
Well, the screen says Philippe in France. I want to bring the call answer up. How did Philippe in France get on there if this guy isn't from France? But you did tell him you're from France, didn't you? So what's the point of that? What's the point of that then? I don't understand. I mean, not just you. I'm not mad at you.
Sure.
I just always wonder why callers tell me they're from one place and they correct me on air that they're from another.
In France, but I didn't want to give my real identity also because I wasn't sure. But
Let's just say you're from Pluto. Listen, I'm wound up about this gun thing. I apologize. You go ahead, sir. Look, this will make it okay. I'll pass this over it. This will heal everything. Here. Oh, you have cancer? Just wave this in front of you. Oh, I'm healed. Okay. Oh, American flag. Oh, everything's fine. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. I've never wanted a gun more in my life than now, simply because the Constitution tells us that we're allowed to have one. And as you say many times, I listened to you since the end of last summer. Because I didn't really, when you're in New Jersey, it's like the worst place to be, one of the worst states to be in, because the people are so, you talk about the Constitution and they say that it's not worth it's just a piece of paper and it doesn't give you any rights whatsoever.
I love how, because the Bill of Rights and Constitution isn't enforced and a bunch of enemies have usurped us, That'd be like if guys broke in and raped your wife and stabbed her five times and you came home and bitched at her and said, because you got raped and stabbed, I don't love you anymore, instead of being mad at the people that did it. Yeah, the Constitution's no good. Look at our system. We need something else. This isn't the Constitution. This is an overrun, captured country. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I feel that I really want to commend you. Since I started listening to you, one of the first documentaries I watched was the one about the Bohemian Grove. And it's just growing up, you know something's wrong. You know that the system is not working correctly, and that I know for...
And who would set up a system like this but a bunch of pot-bellied mm-hmm. pedophiles? That's the world leaders. Pot-bellied, degenerate, drug addict, fake Christian pedophiles. Go ahead.
Well, you can see that, and everything ties into it, and I can tie it into the fact that, you know, I'm a college student, I'm working on my master's degree, and I know that I've been learning French for a long time, and when you talk about the dumbing down of the, you know, the students and just the populace in general, you know, I, for some reason, was able to teach myself how to play piano, and I've taught myself how to speak very fluently French, and I made nothing but enemies. And whereas my friends were, you know, one of my friends was given a job at the actual university and was given a program to become a doctor, to get a doctor's degree, and I was, you know, shunned and thrown out, and I wasn't kicked out of the
university. Well, why? Because your friend drags his knuckles and doesn't have opposable thumbs. He gets promoted, but of course you can't. No. Absolutely. I hear you. It's good to have you on board with the show. Glad you're over there visiting in France with your French degree. You know, my wife has a degree in French. Good to hear from you. Appreciate the call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get a quick update from Charlie Skelton, London Guardian, with Bilderberg. What happened to him over the
weekend? Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent. And food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful, unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you, and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Pretty wound up right now, and I know we've got a lot of callers here. In fact, I got all those calls mixed up, John. Give me a fresh list. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We're trying to get the military officer on who gave us this document, but I've already separately confirmed this. They're making the veterans separately. You know, the officers who may have family in another state or may have an apartment off base, you tell us what guns you've got. I don't care if your grandpa gave it to you. You fill out the serial number. Any gun you ever get, you register it with us. And that's an order. There's no law. They just say that's an order. Because, you know, if we're going to kill 1,300,000 Iraqis illegally and torture people and have secret arrest, the, you know, we're going to violate your rights too. And remember, the Homeland Security, number one threat's the vet. Because they know you're willing to fight and you're not going to like the bankers doing this to your country. And they're training the youth squads, and the New York Times reports, to hunt you down. You couldn't make that up. Only government would come up with that, and they do it all the time in history. All right, I, you know, I was plugging Burmese's sponsor, that electronic cigarette. It was in my plug list, and I've already researched it. Why are they not my sponsor? Because that helps people quit smoking. I want that from being my sponsor. That was a free plug to those folks, but here is a quick plug before we go to Charlie Skelton, and I'm not going to keep him too long today. I want him to just give us a briefing on what happened after we last talked to him on Friday. It's in the newspaper, London Guardian, how they followed him everywhere and tried to detain him again, and he got in a fracas with them, and it got pretty crazy. Before we do that, Home Gain. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HOMEGAIN.com, HomeGain.com. This is the place for you to get started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Again, go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you'll get a free estimate of your home value. It's a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home absolutely free. They also have a home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. That's HomeGain.com. Been around for 10 years. I just love them to death. Absolutely free. Look for Max the Orange Gorilla on the front page of InfoWars.com and PresentPlanet.com. If you forget the website, HomeGain.com. Okay, that said, let's go to, and you know, I get wound up and start yelling and screaming in here because I'm sick and tired of the government claiming it's patriotic and good when it's a bunch of globalists openly that want to get rid of U.S. sovereignty on record. And they've totally looted and destroyed us. They've militarized the police and military to suppress us while they do this crime. And the military and police are having their future destroyed. And the military and the police are the key to everything because tyranny will come to our door in a uniform or tyranny will fall generally with a uniform. That's usually where the catalysts, like the people trying to overthrow Hitler, were military. And so you're the target, Jack. And you may think you're a, you know, cop who kind of keeps their mind shut, believes whatever they're told, whatever. You're the target too. And you better wake up. I told you they're coming for veterans' guns. It's on record. I'm so angry. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now, Paul's article and the secret document. And a lot more. Get it up on screen for folks. I need this to go mega viral now. This is high treason. We need our story to be seen by everybody to then force it in the mainstream media. This is so outrageous. And then when the media tries to whitewash it, well, veterans could be dangerous. We need to register all veterans' guns. This is all veterans, not just active duty. This is going nationwide. And yeah, veterans shouldn't be able to buy guns anymore. They might be unstable. They're going to send new troops after you. Let's go to PrisonPlanet.com and pull up that top article that Paul Watson has up there right now for everybody to see it. Or is our internet so lightning fast it won't load? I tell you, if this internet was any faster, I'd jump off a cliff. I'm just having fun. You know, the building I chose, though, it's not my IT guy's fault. It doesn't have a lot of good internet connections. It drives me insane. And I want a big laser coupler on the roof, and I want it yesterday. Anyways, military personnel ordered to comply with private firearms registration. Ordered to comply with illegal gun registration. Illegal gun registration. Let's change that headliner. Kurt Nemocan. Good job, Watson, getting it up so quick. Well, he's already written the whole article. And he's got the... just absolutely amazing. Oh, and now there's some spin here. There's some spin here. The World Net Daily just got it, and they're saying, oh, that's just that commander. Bull. And right now, I've confirmed this is going on in units and bases all over the country, including Austin. Baloney! These people make me sick. And it dovetails, I know Paul's beefing it right now, it dovetails with all these bills where secretly you're put on a list and can't own guns. Let's go to Charlie Skelton, London Guardian reporter. One of the biggest papers on the globe. He goes over there kind of half jokingly, to do a report on it, finds out just how serious it is. He'd been arrested twice, harassed, followed everywhere. We haven't talked to him. Well, we talked to him Sunday, but and he was getting on a plane Monday, so he couldn't come on. He was on the air. He was in the air when we were on the air. And so now he joins us for the first time since last Friday. Mr. Skelton, give us a quick rundown of what happened to you Friday night when you were on till Monday morning when you left Greece for Bilderberg 2009.
We got 3 hours. Hi, Alex. It's a very long story, but it's a story that I wasn't expecting to happen to me, and it's left me absolutely shattered physically and mentally. I can tell you that, and I'm not exaggerating. I went for a walk in the park.
That only encourages them. Tell them you love it, and actually make yourself love it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it when you get attacked. When I get physically attacked or hacked or threatened to be sued or death threatened, I just love it. Oh, I love it. You have to program yourself to, oh, more. Please continue. Or they'll come. Go ahead.
Well, what happened to me is I was getting so harassed in the resort where the Bilderberg conference was happening over the weekend that I couldn't take it anymore, and I left. And even as I was leaving, I was hailing a cab, and I was held at the side of the road. And they came around me again, asking me what I was doing, checking my name. But this time it was a private security company. I couldn't even leave the resort where Bilderberg was happening. I just wanted to get out of there. I was going to go to Athens. Eventually I was allowed to go and get into a cab. Went 20 kilometers away to Athens. I get out of the cab, turn around, and there's two guys on scooters just parking up the road looking at me. And I know it's them. I go off with my rucksack on my back into the streets of Athens. They follow me. I duck in the stairwell. They walk past. And it got more and more extreme. And it ended up with me filing a report at the police station. The police saying, next time this happens, they say, we don't know who's following you. Next time it happens, call the police. And I said, I think it is the police. But they said, look, all we can tell you is call the police. So next morning, I'm being followed again. I duck around in different streets. They're following me, coming after me. I know this makes me sound paranoid, but this actually did happen. Eventually, I come around the corner. There's the guy again. I take his photo.
No, but see how your program stop. Yeah, and then they come up to you and tell you not to, but stop right there.
I grabbed him, and I phoned the police.
But, I mean, hold on one second. We're going to finish the story when you grab him. Here's how the conditioning works. Every time I'm talking about Bilderberg, they would say it didn't exist. Then when they're spying on you, they say it doesn't exist. And then you're apologizing, saying, I know this sounds crazy, but it really happened. All these reporters caught the same stuff on video happening to them.
Yeah.
But again, there's this preconditioning where it's like you that are bad because you're reporting that this is happening. So again, this is the heavy conditioning. Break the conditioning. You can do it, Mr. Skelton. Go ahead.
No, I know exactly. I'm prefacing pretty much every sentence I speak at the moment with, I know this sounds crazy, but, and I know this sounds crazy, but, I grab them, that we have a tussle in the Greek metro station, and this has gone crazy at this point. I don't know, I'm shouting for the police, I'm shouting help. Police come, I get detained, the other two get waved away. These two guys were starting to give orders to the uniformed police at this point. Anyway, to cut a long story short, the harassment went on. I was told all the way up the chain. I kept pursuing who are these. I was kept asking different departments who is pursuing me. Eventually, I got an appointment. For some reason, they gave me an appointment at the Department of Government Security, and this is the department within the state police for protecting a special secret. Plainclothes detective department within the Greek police for looking after the government and politicians and government buildings. And I went up there. I was given a complete stonewall by them. They said, no, you're not being followed. Have you got the numbers of these people, the bikes that are on? I said, no. I said, I've got photos. Do you want to see these photos? They said, we don't recognize these people. I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. Your best bet is to file a report. I said, I've filed one already. Next thing I do, I say, all right, I'm off. This isn't worked out. I say, can I use the loo? They say, yes. I go into the loo, and there in the loo, on the sixth floor of this building, the government security building, is one of the guys that originally followed me in Athens when I got out of the cab.
Of course, it's a big joke to them.
And he runs, he looks at me, I look at him, he runs away in the office. He runs away, hides in an office. I'm chasing, I'm shouting, there he is, there's one of the men, I can see him. He's here. I'm shouting, it's absolute mayhem at this point. detectives are coming out, and I'm led back up back up into the office, and the captain I've been speaking to is going beside himself. He's going, oh my God, okay. And he goes, look, we're going to sort this out right now, stay here. They go off into the room, call me into the boss's room. Now, this is the vice president of the Department of Government Security. This is a big guy in the Greek police, right? The Greek state police. I come into his room. He says, what is the problem? I said, I think you know what my problem is. And he said, tell me what it is. And I said, I've been told all along these people aren't police that have been following me. I've been told all along that it is in my own mind. I'm imagining this. And I go to the loo, and there's the man. I've seen the man in this department. I've seen him. And he looks at me and he says, you didn't see a man. And I said,
yeah, but see, that's the New World Order mind game, Charlie. They say there's no Bilderberg group, there's no North American Union, there's no European Union, there's no Madoff, there's no Enron, there's no $14.8 trillion stolen. The police are now on U.S. television. They're being given this by psychiatrists, kicking people, drop kicking people in the head, saying, that's not a kick. We're adjusting his head, and then the cops laugh on TV. They laugh at us. We rule, you slaves!
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237, extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115, to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237, extension 115, for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception.
the people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
All right, your phone calls are coming up from veterans around the country. I'm going to clear the phone lines. I apologize to some that we're holding. I've got to get comments from military because I confirmed last week that they've been asking some of the units here in Texas in the Army and National Guard to fill out what guns they've got at home under orders. We did a Google search on this, found out WorldNet Daily on March 21st. See, we don't know everything here. In fact, we don't know much. That's what scares us. People think we're exaggerating. It's always far worse than we thought. Military demands details of soldiers' private guns. Fort Campbell Command reversed under pressure. Then they tried to spin it and say, well, they, you know, the 187th Infantry just made this up themselves. No, this is going on nationwide. That's the issue we've discovered. See, but you've got to get more pieces as things develop. Then we go, wait a minute, we're hearing this from other people and confirming it. This isn't just one commander. Well, obviously a commander isn't going to, without being ordered, everybody on the base, tell me what guns you privately own, you know, if you live three states away or right outside the base. That's coming up and your phone calls. I want to hear from military on this. Has this been happening to you? 1-800-259-9231. Military only, or husbands or wives, people that can confirm this. 1-800-259-9231. Okay, going back to Charlie Skelton. Charlie, remember I was joking last Thursday with you going, does Bilderberg exist? Does Spain, you know, does Spain exist? Does Portugal? Does Greece exist? Does the Mediterranean exist? Because he could have had those officers behind him. They would have kept playing. They teach him Delphi technique in other psychological schools, how to just freak people out, to just end the debate right there. He could have been the guy following you in the desk. He would have said, you're not feeling well. And then the Soviet Union, they said, take him away, give him injections. And then 6 months later, being given, you know, 5-10 times the safe dosage of antipsychotics, they'll bring you into court drooling and say, see, he's mentally ill. Commit him permanently to the state. And the judge says, that's right. And they take you and lobotomize you, and that's it. That's how they roll here in the U.S. That's how the globalists operate. So, see, the next step, if you would have stayed in Greece, kept doing this, would have been electroshock therapy. And, I'm not joking, Mr. Skelton. It would have been, he's insane, he sees imaginary things. And you could try to bring news articles in before the judge saying, look, it was in the newspaper, Bilderberg's real. And he would say, everyone knows you are insane. Take him away. Oh. So, you know, I mean, the NAFTA highway is being built all around me. They didn't cancel. They're still building it. And they just say, you know, and you try to go to TxDOT now and say you don't want it. And they go, we're no longer doing that. But the toll roads are going in. He's had his 3 minutes. Officers, remove him. You know. Charlie Skelton, London Guardian reporter, what else happened? So you were in this imaginary place called Greece, imaginary place outside Athens, imaginary police station. You're an imaginary London Guardian reporter, you poor man. You poor insane. You know, they have over 100 mental illness designations now for people that believe in global elites and empires. There's no imperialism. There was no British Empire. There's nothing. If I tell you nothing exists and I'm the government, nothing exists. Mr. Skelton, you don't exist. Mr. Skelton, don't get angry, okay? Okay, we have some Prozac for you, Mr. Skelton. Is everything okay?
I could do with a bit of Prozac. I'm having a glass of red wine instead. I couldn't believe...
It doesn't exist, Mr. Skelton.
I couldn't believe the lies. I couldn't believe... I was shocked.
There's no lies. Government can't lie. It never has, never will. Why do you hate black people? No, I mean, that's the... I'm showing you what they do. Why do you want to... Listen, why do you want to hurt children, Mr. Skelton?
It's a hobby.
Why are you saying the Holocaust didn't happen, Mr. Skelton?
Show me the bones. Anyway, I totally agree. It's the thing, the lies that can be told are just terrible, terrible, terrible things, and it makes you doubt yourself. It makes you doubt yourself, and it makes you wonder what is going on. And at that point, it also makes you cling to the truth, to try and cling to the truth. And I had nothing until I saw that guy up in the loo. I really had nothing except some loose confirmations, which were then denied, and also, but even though that was denied.
Let me ask you a question. Did he come in the bathroom after you?
No, I went into the bathroom. He was there. He was more shocked than I was.
Mm.
He was just going to the loo. I just came in the loo. It blew his cover by accident. I mean, it was too bizarre. It was just a complete coincidence that I have. Otherwise, I'd have gone away and I would not have known.
Sounds like you've got an active imagination, Bilderberg. Bilderberger.
I think you need a glass of red wine as well.
No, I quit drinking completely.
Really? Good.
Yeah.
No, I should.
That's what I did drink, though. I like red wine. I like Mexican beer.
Right.
Come to think of it, I like everything. Like somebody asked me if I like brunettes or blondes. Everything in between. Go ahead. Sorry.
Do you know what? There were a couple of times when I got lied to by various people in various departments of the state police and the police generally that I stopped being able to look at people. When they started telling me a lie, I got so embarrassed for them, I had to look away. It was so shameful. And then when he lied to me at the end there, I was so shocked. I felt giddy. My mouth fell open. It was one of the most shocking moments of my life, that to be told you did not.
Listen, here's the secret, Charlie. We'll do five more minutes and let you go on the other side and go to calls, but we appreciate your courage. You need to have fun with this. This got major news attention. You exposed the Bilderberg Group. They're arresting you and stuff because they're failing. We're kicking their butt. Realize they're pathetic. You've had a victory.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Aerial spraying. Chemtrails. The modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908 908- 691-2608 today.
Skelton, running around in foreign countries, imaginary secret groups running the planet. Now, you can open any major newspaper and read about how they're setting up a bank of the world, will pay our carbon taxes, a world government, a new world order. But if you're for it, Charlie, it exists, and you're a member of society, and can come down to the Oxford Club and, you know, where you went to school and hang out. But if you say it's bad, you're a dangerous extremist who's mentally ill. So, Charlie, you need to go ahead and make the decision. It's like Karl Rove told the New York Times, they control reality. They're history's actors, and all of us don't count. And he said they would change the reality from week to week, and we would believe the new reality. And for all the yuppies, that's what they do. They like to feel like they're winners, so nothing can be above them. They're members of the elite. Now, they're not. It's like a three-year-old playing like they're a, you know, superhero. They're not really a superhero, but don't tell a three-year-old that. Don't tell a power mad yuppie that. So I'll shut up here for the next 5 minutes. Tell us what else happened. So you're there. He's telling you the police aren't following you, even though you've been taken to the police station twice by them. The police stations don't exist now. The planet doesn't exist. What happens next?
Well, my mouth actually falls open. He looks at me and he says, "Shut! You're sitting there with your mouth open. That's rude." And I say to him, "It's rude to lie." And I said to him, I looked around the room, there's three of them in there, and I said, you know, including the guy I'm talking to, who's very high up in the Department of Government Security. And
hold on, let me back up. He said, hold on a second. He said, so you start over. You did what with your mouth? And he said, do something that's rude?
Well, you know, he said, my mouth fell open with absolute shock at the fact that he'd simply denied the fact that I'd seen this guy that had been following me, realizing he's a policeman. My mouth fell open with shock. He says, you're sitting there with your mouth open, that's rude. And I just looked at him and I said, it's rude to lie to me. And I said, this is the craziest situation I've been in, this is crazy. And he goes, for me, it's not crazy, for you, it's crazy. And I swear to God, it was like being in a horrific dystopian movie, except it was happening to me. And I was just...
It sounds like The Prisoner, when number six, you know, they had all those phony trials doing the same crazy stuff. But see, all those movies in 1984 and all that are based on real stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, when I was leaving, I realized at that point that was it. The fact I'd seen that guy, I knew now what happened. I was being followed by a quite large number of the state police. And I don't know what that had cost. I don't know what cost they'd thrown at this operation.
Well, you know why. I mean, yeah. Normally in there, they just make sure the heroin comes in to make sure the school kids get it. And I'm not joking. They mainly run prostitution and drugs in Greece, very corrupt. And they're running the drugs into Europe and also a lot of sex slavery, a lot of kidnapped kids. Those guys don't do a lot of work. They mainly kidnap children and deal heroin. And I'm serious when I say that. And so, you know, to them, it was a big joke. They were there. The big heroin dealers sent them out. That's what Bilderberg does, launder the money. And, you know, big super bosses are in town that their bosses work for. And so to them, it was a big joke to terrorize a British slave who thought he was free. It was a big joke to them. They were just thinking about shipments of kids and things they had to deal with. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I can't put thoughts like that in their heads.
Oh, really? You didn't know they're in child slavery rings? Oh, yeah, the Greeks are, yeah.
I don't know. But what I do know is that they lied to me, and they lied to me persistently and all the way up to the top. And they lied even when they knew they were lying. It was just one big lie. And when I left, I talked to one of the younger ones, escorted me out of the building at this point, because I thought, well, that's it. I'm not getting any more out of this. I know now what happened. And I was escorted out of the building. And as on the way down the stairs, I looked at the guy and I said, listen, you know that when you tell a lie, it makes you less of a person. And do you know, to his credit, he looked ashamed, because I just felt at that point like I had nothing else to cling on to except the truth about the situation, the truth that these lies were being told to me.
But see, Charlie, to them, they have the force. They have the power and the guns, so they say that makes their lie real.
Yeah.
That's like Austin cops when I was in front of the Dine Corps building, and I said, you know, they run giant child kidnapping rings, congressional hearings, and the Austin cops laughed and said, yeah, big deal. We, you know, I do work in there. So to them, it was like by making it a joke, it didn't exist. Now, I was a real guy telling them something real, but see, they weren't involved in the child kidnapping. But by making a joke about it, you see, they become accomplices. See, it's all real funny till it happens to their kid. Or till they're sitting there dying of cancer when they're 45 because they took the shots. Then it won't be funny.
But you know what? What I have to take away from it, though, is a few important things, which is, I was stopped and searched so much and told to show my papers so much. Like, I mean, you know, it was horrific the amount of time that I was having to just show who I was, give my father's name, how long was I staying there. I've become rabidly anti-ID cards and, by extension, microchipping, because that's just game over. When that happens, it's game over. It really is. I can see that now, and I didn't know that before, and I know that now because I've lived in a weird little kind of reality show police state for the last week. And, you know, I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. I did, and it was horrific. And and I was scared for my, you know, I was scared for my safety. I jumped into a random cab at one point and sped to the British Embassy, which happened to be closed. It was a Saturday. Well, you don't want to arrive at the embassy scared out of your life and be told, the embassy is closed. That's their words you don't want to hear. Anyway, but, you know, these things were happening to me, and you know, and Bilderberg was happening at the same time, and no one was there. The press wasn't there, you know, and I was being chased around at Athens metro station, and, you know, it was quite crazy and quite surreal, but the surrealist thing of all is that where was the media? Where were the newspapers? And how much did it all cost? And why were there private security companies, security officers detaining me? And why was the Greek Navy deployed? And two F-16s? And where was CNN? You know, the whole thing is just this crazy bubble of questions that people...
Because if CNN admits Bilderberg exists, that then legitimizes everything we've done. But instead, by them still denying it exists, that's just discredited them. But they're still... in this delusional world where they're going, no, the emperor is wearing the finest clothes. And we're going, no, he's butt naked. And they're like, but we have SWAT teams. And we go, that still won't put food in our bellies. You know, and they're like, but we have SWAT teams. And we go, yeah, but we have the truth. And they're like, but we, you know, we have bird flu we can scare you with. So I've got callers, Peter in Iraq, many others, with inside reports on the Department of the Army telling veterans they've got to secretly register their guns, even in their own private homes. That is coming up. But finishing up with you, Mr. Skelton from the London Guardian, and we'll have you back up in the future, you know, probably with Jim Tucker later in the week if you can do it for, you know, with both of you, because Jim's just gotten back. We're giving him time to rest and then have him on. Because, you know, this does chart the future of the world. We've proven they really are calling the shots for most of the planet, Bilderberg. And, of course, so it's not newsworthy and the media won't touch it because it's so important. How did this end? I mean, how did it go after you left the police station? What happened when you went to the airport? Just briefly, anything else?
Well, I was. Do you know what? I had that fear in the pit of my stomach that suddenly, from being stonewalled and being let out, I'd actually suddenly uncovered something. So I was scared again. I was suddenly scared because I'd seen the guy and then I'd been lied to, and I thought, oh God, I don't know what's going to happen now. I know that sounds crazy, but it doesn't. Oh, I'm saying it again. There you go. So I got as fast as I could to an internet cafe, and I got on the phone to my wife. I dictated what had happened. I sent copy to the Guardian as soon as I could, because you know when you know something and you know something's happened, that you have to share it instantly because then information's out there. So I did what I could to get it. Sounds like an overreaction, but I wasn't overreacting because I'd been chased around Athens and been grappling.
You've been arrested twice, so quit saying that. That's part of their programming. Just quit making excuses for yourself. What else happened?
Well, I sent it off, and, you know, I just sat there absolutely shell-shocked, and I came home, you know, and I've just been sitting here like a vegetable. I'm absolutely exhausted by the whole thing, but I've also determined to go back again next year and to get people to be, you know, to bring their cameras.
Why is the Guardian, go back next year, why is the Guardian running a photo of you from your comedian work wearing a clown mask? I mean, I guess the Guardian can only report on this if they put you in a clown mask on the cover. What is that about?
With respect, with respect, that's me. That's I went to the National Museum of Greece, and that's a copy of an ancient theatre mask. And it's my little way of saying that I was involved in a kind of theatre, a theatre of the absurd. So that was my little joke. And I think it is a theatre. I was just shown. I accidentally got a peek behind the curtain, and
it is all theatre. They're kidnapping kids, running drugs right behind the curtain. They're running the whores. They're pushing the Prozac, the Ritalin, the vaccines. They're eugenicists above them. And it's all a theater for all the little cows, all the little slaves to never figure out that right behind the curtain there's a slaughterhouse, a meat grinder going 24/7. Charlie Skelton, stay in contact as things develop. If you'll come back on, I'll have you on with Tucker. We appreciate you, buddy. Take care. We're glad you got back in one piece, and we appreciate your courage.
Thanks, Alex. Speak to you soon.
You bet. Take care. Okay. Peter just hung up from Iraq. I knew I had to go quickly. Peter in Iraq, call right back in. See, that's why I needed to get Skelton off so I could go to Peter in Iraq. I said I wanted Tribbs to call about, are they being told to register their guns? Are they being told they got to tell the government what guns they have back at home? 1-800-259-9231. One line open. Peter, call back. 1-800-259-9231. Callers, I want to get Peter or others back online, so hurry when I go to you. Joe in California, do you have inside knowledge on this being more widespread than just at Fort Campbell, Kentucky?
Yes, hello, Alex?
Yes, go ahead, Joe.
Hey, sorry. Hi, Alex. My name's Joe. I'm from California, and I was formerly a unit armor at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. I'm not sure if you know. I'm sure most of your leaders know the hierarchy in the Army. And not that I want to take away from this, but I think it should be viewed in its proper perspective. One, military members are basically non-citizens. They've given up their rights under the Bill of Rights, and they've basically gone under admiralty law or martial law. And by being...
All right, let me stop you. That's not... Let me stop you. That's not entirely true, and I do know. They can't make troops take experimental vaccines. They can't order troops to rape children. They can't order troops to march in and be nerve gassed in a test, which they've done. So, I mean, to tell somebody, we want to know at your private home or off base what guns you own. I mean, you're really saying that they don't have any rights.
If I have a car that I use to drive and in that state has an insurance law, the commander can have a safety briefing, which every one of them does every weekend before the soldiers take off to go get drunk and do whatever they do. He can inspect every vehicle and make sure that all the taillights work, there's no broken glass, that the registration's up to date, and they have current insurance. And if they don't, he can confiscate their keys right there and not let them...
Okay, well, listen, that's them telling you they have that power, and that's if you bring that stuff on base. What I'm telling you is, do you believe that troops can be forced to take experimental anthrax and smallpox shots?
Well, we're talking totally different subjects. Let's try to stick to the subject matter at hand.
No, I got to let you go. I got to let you go. You can call back another day when I have time. Only got about 15 minutes, 14 minutes left, and I need to get to people who are... I asked for calls on this subject. I asked for calls. Do you specifically on other bases know of them making you register your guns? And you just called in defending it, basically. Okay, that's not what I asked for. I'm specifically, I need Peter from Iraq to call back in. Did he call back in? There's a 2-minute delay on the internet. Keep a line open for him. Joe, I'm not mad at you. You can call back. We can argue all day long. Okay, if the military says that troops have to slit their own throats, they do. If the military says kill all these children, you have to do it. I guess Hitler was good and the troops that followed him were good. That's a load of crap, okay? And I've actually read the codes and all the little booklets they're given and what's happened. No, whatever, man. Just believe whatever you want. You're obviously been an officer, as you said, over the weapons. And so you got into that power trip and you believe that crap. You go ahead and believe it. Just don't come after my guns. I don't care if your boss says you're allowed to take them. Just don't try. I'm not saying that's what you're saying, but that's where that can lead. Peter in Iraq is back. Okay, Peter, go ahead. He's got a delay. Peter in Iraq, go. Hello? Yeah, Peter in Iraq. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I actually found this report, the same one you're looking at, on a website called A Well-Regulated Militia. It's dated 12 March 09. I was deployed then when it came out. I haven't heard anything, though I will say when I came back, my last deployment was 607. They did take all firearms from us, or the ones that had firearms, for... I think it was, 30 days?
because of so-called psychological issues. They put him in the arms room. No fuss. I mean, they got him back after that. But
so to be clear, yeah, I read about that. The troops are so untrusted that for a month after you get back from Iraq, all your weapons are taken.
Yeah, definitely. And, well, I mean, do we have this confirmed on other sources? Because it seems like a battalion commander put this out, and I have on that thread said that it was basically countermanded, meaning like...
No, that's what I'm trying to find out. I was told this is going on in Texas. Separately, I heard about this a week ago and forgot about it. Then I saw this email and article, found out WorldNet Daily weeks ago had reported on it, and that they'd said it was just that base commander doing it. But I'm telling you, I have talked to military people that say that they're being told to do this. So I'm putting the call out for military to call in and tell us if this is happening on your base. Anything else from Iraq there, Peter?
Okay. No, not really. I just wanted to say that, like, I mean... Most times, I've been looking at it for, I don't know, about 3 months now, and it's like, you seem to be demonizing the military almost as much as DHS is. I mean, it seems like most times here you kind of refer to us almost as the jackbooted thugs, when in all reality, I mean, as Stuart Rhodes has said multiple times, we're the ones who have sworn an oath to defend the Constitution. And
look, you're totally missing what I'm saying. Listen, sir, you're totally missing it. You know the biggest Army recruiting stations are in the Czech Republic, they're in the Philippines, they're in Ukraine, they're in Mexico City. That's New York Times. Biggest recruiting stations are outside the U.S. It's wrong to be turning our military into foreigners. I'm against that. Not against the military. I'm against that. I am against the military training to take on the American people And I've been to the drills. I've witnessed it. NORTHCOM's announcing they're going to occupy the U.S. That, and I've had former JAG generals on saying it's unconstitutional and wrong. I am against the military being misused. If I was a German in 1937, I wouldn't be against the German military. I'd be against the direction the leader, the Führer, was taking it. So I'm pointing out that they're trying to cut the military's benefits. And I defended that not happening. I'm pointing out that they do test on the military. I'm saying the brass and the higher ups, like last hour, I had John Perkins, you know, worked for the NSA, taking over third world countries. He'd go get orders from his generals about, you tell this person, do what we say, or we're going to kill him. I'm saying our government doesn't work for us anymore. Do you understand how that's separate from you, Peter?
No, I totally understand that, and I woke up my last deployment because I'm like, wow, doing this stuff here, you know, they don't have the Constitution, but if I ever, even if, as a cop, I had to do what we're doing in the States, it would, like, violate, like, half the damn amendments in the Constitution.
Now stay there, Peter. I'm going to come back and let you finish up on the other side. We appreciate your call. Stay with us. We're going to come right back. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government.
This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
I'm going to try to jam in John and Junior and others and Peter here at the end. Ladies and gentlemen, the Cyberbullying Act has a good chance of passing, ends the First Amendment as we know it, states that if you hurt someone's feelings on the Internet, you will be arrested under federal felony charges. Here is Reuters. Guys, get this up on screen for folks. Teen idol Miley Cyrus is... a message for Internet critics calling her fat. Cyberbullying can seriously scar people, leading them to hurt themselves. The schoolgirl who plays Hannah Montana. So she now on TV and everywhere is working with the Anti-Defamation League to pass the new bill. And it goes to say it'll ban free speech in America. They, if you say something they say is hurtful, federal charges. I mean, this makes, they're not even trying the hate crimes bill now. This is where what you say, you get arrested. I'm not joking. And I'm saying that when the American people refuse to go to prison for their free speech, they're going to send the military out. And then there's going to be a war. So, no, I'm not against the redcoats. See, we're like, you know, 1775, we're still English citizens here. But we're saying, don't do it. Don't do it, redcoats. And if the redcoats do it, oh, God, help me. I don't know how to explain it to people. The government is rogue. It's been hijacked. I'm not against the military or police, but I am against the military and police being trained to violate our rights. Now, in closing comment, Peter in Iraq, do you understand what I'm saying, sir? Do you understand what I'm trying to get through to you?
No, yeah. I totally understand, and I'm talking to a lot of people here trying to gradually wake people up, and the funny thing is I find that most people are in the military already awake, and they seem to be just waiting for the orders to come down. So I would think a lot of more people are in the military.
Exactly. And so that's why Homeland Security says Homeland Security is for you. And that's why they're, did you see the New York Times where they're training teenagers with MP5s to take the veterans on?
Absolutely.
I mean, look, I just, Reuters says they're going to ban free speech outright. I mean, this, you can't make this up, man. It's going to be a war. The new, look, God bless you. Call me back tomorrow. Call me back again. I want to talk to you again. I got to get to these other vets to see if they've got any intel. Email us at robd@infowars.com or Aaron with two A's. You know, are you being told to register your guns in your units? We got to fight this. And I agree. The military's waking up. That's why the majority of money went to Ron Paul. So they just didn't count half their ballots, AP reported. John in Missouri and then, Junior. John, quickly, tell me, do you have any facts on this?
No facts on it, but I just finished a contract with the U.S. courts here in Kansas City, and I have to say there's a lot of good people in the federal agencies and the police force, and I'm sure from I'm an old vet. I'm a 53. I'm a Vietnam-era veteran. All the veterans that I know of, they will stand tall, and they will do the right thing. But if push comes to shove, and I've gone over this in my mind, what will I do if they do come to my door looking for my guns? And I've decided... well, I think I will give up my guns, one bullet at a time.
God bless you. Call me back tomorrow. I hate having these great people call in and cutting them short to get to everybody. Again, I don't want to fight with the military and police. I want you to have great lives. I'm sure you're great to go bass fishing with or deer hunting. Just leave me and my family alone. And that's why you're waking up, so they're saying you're the enemy. Foreign bankers, are we with Madoff and the bankers, or are we with the American people? You know, I'm with the American people. I'm with George Washington. Who are you with? That's all I'm asking. Junior in Alabama, do you have any intel on this?
Oh, yes, sir, I sure do. This was going on a long time ago. I was a post-Vietnam vet. I joined the Army in 83, and they were trying to get us to register our guns and put them in the armory, like that guy that called in about the armory. I don't think he was an officer. He was just one of the guys that worked in the armory where they held all our weapons. And that's what they wanted to try to do back then. They wanted us to keep our weapons on base. And so I basically told them I didn't have any. And I just, when I went hunting on base, I hunted with a bow instead of my firearm.
I'm out of time. God bless you. Call me back tomorrow. Retransmission starts now. God bless you all. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Good job,
be
crew,
sure to
by the way.
GCNlive.com.
And be
today.
Sure and visit InfoWars.com as well.
Hello, friends. This
Good
is
job,
Alex
John.
Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.